play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, time for the national anthem with the Galesburg High Pep Band. Our national anthem from the Galesburg High School Pep Band. Ready for the starting lineups, let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Here are your starting lineups. First, the Panthers, United Township High School. A 5'7 senior, number 12, Abby Van Deviner. A 5'6 junior, number 15, Jen Van Watermulen. A 5'9 senior, number 22, Michaela Fallon. A 5'10 senior, number 32, Autumn Vergely. And a 5'8 senior, number 33, Hallie Lewis. Panthers coached by Mr. Justin Schultz, assisted by Joe Kettner. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 junior, number 3, Allison Mangieri. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Paige Klink. A 5'3 junior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. A 5'7 senior, number 34, Myra Diggins. A 5'8 senior, number 42, Sadie Hamilton. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Gollinghorst, Andy Allison, and Mike Rux. Also tonight, we'd like to give special attention to our ball girls, Ava and Izzy Kirsch. Girls, stand up.
All right, there you have the starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Streaks and the United Township Panthers. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. And the Panthers in their road black, trimmed in orange and white. Stepping into the center circle at 5'8 for the Streaks, Sadie Hamilton. And for the United Township Panthers, Vergely at 5'10 and a senior. Ready to get things underway here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 and WGIL.com. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Streaks win the tip. It's Allison Mangieri, gives to Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Hands off to Jessica Lieber, gives to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Out between the circles, Myra Diggins. Out high left side, it's Jessica Lieber as the Panthers open up in a 1-2-2 zone. three-pointer, right wing, Allison Mangieri is good.
Great start by the Streaks. That's exactly what you want to see. A good ball rotation. They get it out to Allison. She had her feet set, and she's ready to fire.
Near steal on the inbound. It was knocked away by Paige Klink, but the Panthers will trigger this time from the near sideline. Full court pressure again from the Streaks. 7:37 to play, quarter number one. Galesburg leading 3-0 on the Allison Mangieri three. Across midcourt left side, Van Dievender for United Township, and she tried to get it to Fallon on the left wing in front of the Streaks bench, but Myra Diggins there to knock it away. So the Streaks at least bothering UT so far with the pressure.
Well, a good job right there by the Streaks to identify the fact that they didn't try to go to Fallon with the basketball. Schultz had him, had her off the ball, and what that allowed the Streaks to do is bother the worst ball handlers.
Now the ball knocked away again. This time the Streaks are going to get it on the turnover. The pass, they tried to throw it over the middle. Sadie Hamilton got a couple of hands on it, and they're saying it must have been Jen Van Watermeulen, the official, saying that she got a hand on it after Sadie touched it.
Yeah, I thought Sadie did a great job getting her hands in the passing lane. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't think anybody else touched it after she did.
Jessica Lieber still in. She's in now with Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins. This is Sharon on the right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound bounces out long. Rainey Sibley runs it down on the near sideline, but has to save it in bounds. And Jen Van Watermeulen comes up with it for the Panthers. Across midcourt, nearly knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Finally, this is Fallon who has it. Dribbles right and gives out high on the right side of Van Dievender. In the paint, it goes to Lewis. Hallie Lewis, 10-footer from straight on, up and good. Panthers on the board, make it 3-2 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Sharon Diggins on a long downcourt pass from Jessica Lieber. Lays it up for the right side, takes some contact, puts it up and in, and the Streaks lead 5-2. Quickly back the other way. Van Dievener runs it down the left side. Nobody cut her off. Laid it up and got it. And she's got four, and it's 5-4 Streaks. This is Casey Williams on high the right side. Top of the key goes to Rainey Sibley. Rainey looks over the defense, gives out high right side to Jessica Lieber. She'll stop and fire the three-pointer off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to Vergely for the Panthers. Outlet pass to Van Watermeulen. She'll run it across midcourt right side. On the dribble, now gets it down to the low block to Hallie Lewis, who pushed Casey Williams out of there. Now the ball goes to the floor on the baseline. We're going to have a tie-up. Nice hustle by Rainey Sibley and Sharon Diggins as they tied up Michaela Fallon, but the possession arrow points toward the Panthers.
Well, realistically, Casey was lucky not to get a foul called on her. She was playing defense behind the post, and what happened is the pass came in. She tried to reach around to pry the ball out, and she was kind of half bear-hugging the offensive player and could have gotten a foul called.
Now a turnover on the inbound as Paige Klink still steals it away after it was knocked loose by Sadie Hamilton. Paige in there with Sadie Hamilton, Emma Junk, Hannah Smith, and Allison Mangieri. This is Emma Junk out near the center circle. Now between the circles, gives to Hannah Smith. Hannah puts it on the floor, gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing, stops, looks for some help now, gives to Hannah Smith out between the circles. Now to Paige Klink out high on the left side. She'll dribble right and take it right of the center circle. And she's going to be called for the travel. Looked like she kind of got knocked off balance there by Van Dievender and did lose her footing a bit. And that's what Coach Maskey's asking the official.
Yeah, I am kind of surprised because you're right. It looked like Van Dievender actually had a little bit of, and I don't know if she actually pushed Paige herself, but she definitely hit her somehow that kind of knocked her off balance.
In for the Panthers, Jamie Van Watermeulen, 5'7", junior, the twin sister of Jen Van Watermeulen. Out high on the left side, this is Van Dievender with it. Now on the right side, also in is Kiana Brady, a 5'9", senior, who's been a starter off and on, at least last season she was. Now Fallon drives down the right side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton, but the rebound comes down to Jamie Van Watermeulen, and she lays it up off the right glass and got it. First lead for the Panthers, 6-5, 5:16 to play here in the first quarter. This is Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, working against Fallon, gets tripped up, no call, ball goes to the floor, Sadie able to get a hold of it and somehow gets a pass off from her rear end and got it to Allison Mangieri. Now this is Hannah Smith on the left wing, out high right side, it goes to Paige Klink. She's going to set the offense for the Streaks. And gives to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle, working against Fallon again, two of the best players in the Western Big Six Conference. And Fallon, without a doubt, one of the most athletic players. And Sadie just backs her down, lays it up, and got it.
Well, Sadie's going to have that all day against Fallon. And I'm actually kind of surprised that Coach Schultz is using Fallon to guard Sadie in these sets. You'd be better off bringing Fallon off the ball and having her double.
Now a shot down on the right block by Jamie Van Watermeulen on the nice feed from Brady. The shot's no good, but she got fouled on it. It's going to go against Emma Junk. Against, yeah, they called Emma. That's
okay. I saw the two. I thought he had a four, but I guess it was a five.
So the first foul in the basketball game, 7-6 Streaks lead, and now it's 7-7 as the first free throw is up and good by Jamie Van Watermeulen. She's got three quick points. 4:39 to play first quarter. It's Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Myra Diggins check back in for the Streaks. Back in for the Panthers, Autumn Vergely as she replaces Hallie Lewis. Quick pace early on as Panthers not afraid to run a little bit. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Casey Williams for the Streaks. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. Jess will bring it across midcourt right side. Gets to Sharon Diggins out high on the right side. Now to Myra Diggins between the circles. Out high on the left side now. Jessica Lieber gets a pick for Myra. Right down the right side of the lane. Splits the defenders up off the glass. Too hard. Bounces off. And Burgley comes down with a rebound. Now nearly stolen away by Myra Diggins. And we're going to have a tie-up. Great hustle by Myra going after the offensive glass. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. That was a typical Jessica Lieber drive right there. She usually has the touch to have that sink back down in. That one just seemed to be a little too high.
Oh, wow. Sharon just got hammered on a three-pointer, and they didn't call it. Got her own rebound. Drives in. Puts it up. No. Too hard, and the rebound comes down to Van Watermeule. I don't know how the official missed that one because Sharon got a high five on that three-pointer, and it just the ball got knocked into the air, and no call on it. Now, rebound's going to go off the hands of Vergely as she went over the back of Casey Williams. Knocked it out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court, and they'll come down with Danny Teal in for the first time tonight. Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, Hannah Smith, and Sadie Hamilton. Back in for the Panthers is Jen Van Watermeulen. She'll replace Michaela Fallon. 4:04 to play first quarter. We're tied at 7.
Well, Danny's value to this team is on the offensive boards and also on the defensive end. So what she gives you is really just an energy player, similar to Megan Young last year for the Streaks team.
Left wing, Allison Mangieri puts it on the floor, drives to the free throw line, kicks out to Danny Teal. Danny lost the handle on it. I think she saw that opening because the defense hadn't shifted yet. I think she saw that opening, kind of tried to go before she'd gotten a hold of the ball.
Well, your eyes get big right there. You just came off the bench. You see your opportunity to put the first two on the board, and then you just kind of lose sight of the basketball.
A nice ball work by the Panthers, and they can't hit the shot, but that's the way to beat the press. Four passes, and they got it right under the basket to Vergely. She can't hit the shot, but got fouled. And Chloe Anderson picks it up. That is her first second team foul on the Streaks. So Autumn Vergely goes to the free throw line with two shots and misses the first.
Well, if I'm Coach Schiltz, I'm kind of frustrated right there because Vergely should have been able to finish that and get the foul. She was just a little too strong on her shot, but she didn't get much contact.
Second shot, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. Gives way to Hannah Smith. 3:37 to play first quarter. We are tied at 7. Between the circles, it's Chloe Anderson with it. Gives to Danny Teal out high right side. Now she picks up, has it knocked away. Panthers on the run, running down the left side. Abby Van Dievener lays it up with a left hand and got it. That's her second layup of the ballgame. She's got 4, make it 9-7. Panthers quickly back the other way. Allison Mangieri on the right wing to Hannah Smith on high right side. Gives to Sadie out between the circles. Dribbles right, kicks out to Allison. Right wing, fires a 3, and got another one. Good to see her get off to a quick start tonight, and the Streaks lead 10-9, and Evan Massey calls a timeout, and this is going to be a 30-second timeout. 3:08 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-9. Quick pace so far. You know what really surprises me as athletic as the team is, we saw up at Rock Island last Thursday night, as athletic as this United Township team is, those two teams played to, what was it, a 31-29 game. They were tied at 11 at halftime. I'm not sure how that happens.
Well, it's the pace of the game. You know, unfortunately, for many of these girls' teams, especially in the Western Big Six, it's a very slow-down game, except when you play the Streaks who like to run the basketball. So, you know, that's where you're going to see the higher scores when you let the team get out of run. I guarantee both of those teams matched up pretty good athlete for athlete. So even if they were able to get a little bit of a break, there was quick recovery.
Long down court pass to Fallon. Sharon Diggins able to run her down, and Fallon lost a handle on it. Wow, they burnt the Streaks long, but didn't pay off.
She's going to be kicking herself for that one because that would have been an easy two. The pass was a little off the mark, but you've got to make that catch and take it to the basket.
Streaks averaging 71.6 points per game, holding their opponents to 60.1. Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, and Myra Diggins in for the Streaks, and Sharon returns a favor. She lost a handle on one, and the Panthers will bring it from three-quarter court.
Tom, somebody's going to have to go down there and wipe that basketball off. Obviously, it's slippery. Everybody's having a problem holding on to it.
Inbound comes to Fallon in the backcourt. Gives to Brady. Brady will bring it across midcourt left side, working against Rainey Sibley. Now trapped up in the corner by midcourt, looking for help. Looking, and now her teammates stole it away from her. Thought it would have been a five-second call or a travel. Actually, I mean, you know, her teammate literally grabbed the ball from her.
I don't know how she didn't step on the sideline. Yeah. And I think that's what Coach Massey's saying right now, because she was literally 3 feet from the sideline when the other player came in, and there wasn't like she had a lot of room.
And either that or she went out and came back in and grabbed the ball. I'm not sure how that happened. Brady trapped up again, finally dribbles out of trouble out high on the right side. Now gets the top of the key, knocked away by Paige Klink. Rainey Sibley comes up with it but turns it over as Brady gets it back. Brady on the run left side, right down the middle of the court, got tripped up, lost a handle. handle on it. Now the ball goes to the floor, and now it's a loose ball, and finally Myra Diggins comes up with it and gets tackled from behind by Vergely. Myra looks like she's all right there. Thought maybe she'd come up limping as Vergely kind of landed on the back of her leg, but Myra's okay. And the Streaks are going to bring in the length of the court. 2:25 to play in the first, leading 10-9 as Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri check back in, and Marissa Miller in for the first time tonight.
You know, the little unknown thing, unless you were really paying attention, you wouldn't have seen. The big play right there was by Rainey Sibley. She saw that ball coming out, and the Streaks could have just conceded the possession to the Panthers, but Rainey dove across the floor and scooted it towards her own team, and they were eventually able to pick it up.
Now Jessica Lieber on the drive, puts it up, kind of got split the defenders again. Looked like she might have drawn some contact. Gets that one up off the glass and in. Make it 12-9 Streaks. Back the other way, Van Deventer, 18-footer from the left wing, is in and out and back in. She's got six. Make it 12-11. Back the other way, Allison Mangieri, right wing, now top of the key. Casey Williams fires a three from straight on and got it!
Casey was feeling that one. You could see she had no doubt about taking that one, even though she was about 2 feet behind the line.
15-11 Streaks, quickly back the other way. Brady traveled with the basketball, thank you very much, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Justin Schultz not happy. I'm not sure if he's yelling at his team or the official. He was yelling at one of his players there because that was just not a good play by Brady.
Well, good job by the Streaks recovering on the defensive end, too. And that's the one thing that they've done a real good job at this year is after made buckets getting back. The issue's always been on rebounds.
Now Sadie drives down the left side. Can't hit the shot. It's too hard, but Sharon Diggins keeps it alive. Sadie back on the left side. Gets it up and in. Between Vergely and Fallon, a nice strong bucket by Sadie Hamilton. On the play before, she actually drove right by Fallon. Now a travel called on Michaela Fallon. And surprisingly, with his senior-dominated United Township team, the pressure is really affecting him so far.
Well, they can't seem to have a set plan of how they want to get the ball up the floor. It seems like every time they're trying to get to a different player as if they don't have trust in one player. I mean, it looks like Abby Van Deventer has had the best effort at getting the ball up the floor. I'd keep the ball in her hands and set screens for her.
Now give and go. Sadie Hamilton, she pulls it out on the right baseline. Also in with Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Sharon Diggins, and Danny Teal. This is Paige Klink out between the circles on the dribble. Picks up and looks for help. Gets bumped. No call. Now gets to Sadie at the top of the key. Sadie Hamilton working against Fallon. Backs her down to the free throw line. Now goes down the right side of the lane, and a blocking call. Ooh, the official almost looked like he was going to signal the player control foul against Sadie, but called the block against Fallon, and that's going to be the first foul, or rather the second team foul on United Township tonight.
Well, Coach Schultz not happy, and I agree with him right here, because basically these officials have been letting the girls play. There's been a lot of bumping, a lot of hand checks, a lot of reaching in, no call, and then they called that, which I didn't think Fallon made a lot of contact at all compared to what we've seen.
Yeah, even like that play right there, Van Deventer just bumped Jessica Lieber. Now Casey Williams, another three from straight on. That one's too hard off the rim. Rebound comes out long to Jessica Lieber. She'll stop and fire the three out high right side. Can't hit. And a rebound knocked away by Rainey Sibley, but Rainey's going to be called for the foul. Got a little more than the ball on that one. Got a piece of Jen Van Watermelon as well. That is going to be the first foul on Rainey, 13 foul on the Streaks. But boy, Rainey went hard after the ball, though, that's for sure.
She does all the time. She's got a good motor on her, and she knows how to keep playing hard the whole time she's on the floor.
46.3 to play. Long down court pass on the fly pattern. Van Deventer can't hit the shot. Comes back in bounds, and her shot's blocked by Sadie Hamilton. And Evan Massey's arguing that she should have been able to come back in bounds to get that ball. Now back the other way. Sharon Diggins gets hammered from behind. It's going to go against, I believe, Kiana Brady. Actually, Brady got it from in front, and Van Deventer got it from behind. And nice hustle by the Streaks, getting back defensively first off, but then Myra running down a loose ball and finding Sharon on the fly going the other way. So Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots, 34.5 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 17-11.
Well, I bet you if you ask Coach Massey, he's not very happy with the effort right there by Sharon Diggins, because if there's anybody on the Streaks team that should be getting burnt by Abby Van Deventer, it's Sharon Diggins. And she kind of didn't get off her the start block, if you will, very quickly, and was able to recover a little bit to at least bother the shot. But great hustle by Sadie to get down and block that shot.
Second free throw up and good for Sharon Diggins. Make it 18-11 Streaks. This is Van Watermelon. Now a travel call again on Michaela Fallon as she's just trying to get going too fast. Try to get rid of the ball before she puts it on the floor, she's moving the pivot foot before she puts it on the floor. And another turnover for United Township with 26.7 to play.
Well, and this is exactly what the Streaks want. You want to bother Michaela Fallon. She's got one foul, two turnovers, and no points. That's a perfect quarter for the Streaks, holding down number 22.
Jessica Lieber on the dribble, top of the key, gives to Sadie, backs it down in the paint, now spins, puts it up, bounces short, and the rebound comes down, and it's going to go off Sadie last. Nice strong move by Sadie, but almost triple-teamed on that one. She had probably one too many defenders on her that time.
Well, it seems like Coach Massey's told her to emphasize the back down right now. She's going right to the block, backing the defenders down, but right there, she should have probably reversed the ball out because she was near a three-second call and had a triple-team.
5 seconds to play. Van Dievener, long three from the left side, off the rim, no. As time expires, we have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 18, the United Township Panthers 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This one says, may your holiday be merry and your New Year's bright.
Here's one that says, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, too.
Wow, this one says, Merry Christmas from WGIL. And there's a $100 gift card inside.
Mom!
WGIL has a Christmas card for you with a $100 gift card inside. Register one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. Sign up at Hair Etc., Salon and Day Spa, or at Cole's Diamond Gallery on Seminary Street, or at the Packing House on Mulberry in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Find out about new classes at the Galesburg Public Library when Jane Easterly and Harriet Zipfel join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, second quarter just underway. Streaks lead 18-11. Sal Meredith along with Eric Gibson driving down the right side. Michaela Fallon, nice dish to the left block to Abby Van Dievener. She puts it up and in. She's got eight and make it 18-13 Streaks. Streaks come out with Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, and Allison Mangieri. This is Jessica Lieber, spins into the paint, scoops it up, no, but she gets fouled by Hallie Lewis. That's going to be the first foul on Lewis. And Jessica Lieber will go to the free throw line with two shots.
That basket right there by Van Dievener broke an 11-2 streak run.
Jessica Lieber at 53% on the year. You know, we've talked about the streaks troubles from the free throw line this year as a team, 54%. They're holding their opponent, well, their opponents are only shooting 25% from the line on the year.
Well, a lot of that is thanks to the great shooting we saw against Rocky and Quincy.
Yeah. First shot up and good for Jessica Lieber, make it 19-13, and second one is good as well. If she hits the first, she's pretty likely going to hit the second. Maybe she's gotten kind of getting out of that funk now and getting that touchback. 20-13 Streaks lead, 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Fallon drives down, kicks it down to the left baseline to Lewis, brings it back out, right wing to Brady. Brady penetrates, now stops at the right elbow, kicks it out to Van Watermeulen. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound off the hand of Myra Diggins, run down by Brady, and gives to Fallon down on the left baseline outside the three-point arc. Top of the key it goes to Van Watermeulen, and she has it knocked away by Jessica Lieber.
Wow.
Stolen by Jess, but now a foul. Wow, foul's going to be called on Jen Van Watermeulen. Great hustle by Jessica Lieber. First, she knocked the basketball away, couldn't reel it in, so she dove after it, knocked it away again, reeled it in, and Van Watermeulen reached in on her.
One of the things that regardless if you like the system or not, or whether you're a big fan of how things are run right now, you've got to appreciate the hustle of these girls right now. Jessica Lieber, by no means the quickest girl on the floor, just a great job, got her hands in, was able to pry the ball out, and she didn't just let the ball roll away. She dove after that basketball, and somehow, even though the ball was at the feet of Van Watermeulen, she was able to slide across and steal it.
Now the ball gets knocked away. This is Brady running it down the left side, and she'll pull it out and kicks it over to the right wing to Fallon. Fallon drives right baseline. Pass kicked away by Chloe Anderson. Great recovery by Chloe as Fallon drew two defenders and was going to make the nice bounce pass, but Chloe Anderson got there to kick it away.
One more comment on that last play by Jess. You know, one of the things that you talk about is the fact that sometimes officials reward hustle, and I think that's exactly what happened right there.
Fallon dishes down to Lewis. She can't hit the shot. Fallon down with the offensive rebound. Can't hit. Gets a second one. Throws it up. It's an air ball as she falls to the floor. And Casey Williams comes down with the rebound for the Streaks. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. Now her pass is stolen away, and this is Brady. Runs it down the left side, puts it up. No, but Jessica Lieber got a piece of her arm. That's going to be the first foul on Jessica, 14 foul on the Streaks. 6:26 to play first half. Galesburg leading 20-13.
Seven turnovers now for the Streaks, which not a bad number. 12 so far for the Panthers of United Township. So the Streaks have done a pretty good job pressuring the basketball.
First shot for Brady, bounces off, no good.
And you can't give this UT team a lot of opportunities. They're so quick that on the we've seen a couple times now on turnovers by the Streaks, if the Streaks turn it over, you know, you've got that momentum already heading towards the offensive end of the floor. The UT's getting back quickly.
You know, a lot of what we watched of UT during the Thanksgiving tournament when they played here, as a second shot is no good. Lewis gets the rebound. And out between the circles goes to Van Deventer. Now this is Fallon, right wing. In the paint, it goes to Lewis. 10-footer from straight on is up and good. But it seemed like Fallon had the ball in her hands almost every time up and down the floor. Seemed like she was even bringing it up against the press as the Streaks turn it over again.
Well, and, you know, I wonder if part of that is that Coach Schultz is trying to save Michaela Fallon from getting worn out of having to dribble around double teams. I think eventually you're going to have to put the ball back in her hands, though.
10-footer from the right wing for Jamie Van Watermeulen is up and good. She's got five, and it's 20-17 now. Streaks need to get back on the scoreboard again. 5:47 to play first half. Sadie Hamilton backing Fallon down on the right block. Puts it up too hard. Rebound comes down to Fallon. And a tie-up on the rebound.
Oh, you can't do that if you're Sadie.
Sadie's going to get called for the foul. She reached in, and that's her first. And that'll be the 15 foul now on the Streak.
Well, obviously, Sadie's been instructed that when she gets the ball against Fallon to back her down and use her strength against Fallon. Right there, she pushed a shot up and over Fallon, and then when Fallon came down with the rebound, she tried to reach around and knock the ball out. If you're Sadie, you just got to let that one go. That's two fouls now on Sadie, or one foul, so she's okay. But
long down court pass goes to Lewis. Actually, that was a nice over-the-shoulder catch by Lewis. She looked one way, then looked the other, and it came right down in her hands. But Rainey Sibley got there to knock it away out of bounds, and the Panthers will inbound out far on the left baseline. And it comes to Lewis out on the left wing to Van Deventer. Travel with it, and yeah, they're going to call it the second time after she picked the pivot foot up. As Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Myra Diggins are on the floor for the Streaks. 5:33 to play first half. Galesburg leading 20-17. Left wing, it's Myra Diggins. Top of the key, it's Casey Williams. Out high right side, it's Jessica Lieber. Left wing, Rainey Sibley gives to Sharon Diggins. Sharon penetrates, stops between two defenders, and gets fouled on the way up, trying to go between Vergely and Fallon.
I think Lewis is going to get
Lewis,
this.
Yeah, foul does go against Lewis.
That's her second.
16 fouls now on United Township, so the Streaks will be shooting free throws for the rest of this half. Sharon goes to the free throw line with two shots now. She's got 3 points on a basket and one for two from the line. And that one is long with 5:20 to play in the half. Back in for United Township, Kiana Brady. She replaces Hallie Lewis.
Sharon only shooting 48% from the free throw line, one of the several Streaks that have struggled this year.
Second shot for Sharon is good. So 4 for Sharon, make it 21-17. Full court pressure from the Streaks, looking for the long pass again. And they overthrow Van Watermeulen this time, and Jessica Lieber comes up with it in the backcourt. Jess across midcourt on the left side, stops and picks up, gives to Meyer between the circles, right wing to Rainey Sibley. Rainey gives to Sharon Diggins at the free throw line. The pass went right through Sharon's hand. Brady comes up with it and gets across midcourt, and Casey Williams going after the ball ran into Brady. Makes the contact. That'll be the first foul on Casey Williams and the 16 foul now on the Streaks with 5:04 to play as Danny Teal, Chloe Anderson, Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, and Allison Mangieri check in for Galesburg.
That pass a little bit behind Sharon, which led to the turnover. The Streaks have to remember, you know why that was an over-back, though, call on Kiana Brady.
Boy, he's shaking his head. No, she stepped right on the line. And, oh, you're kidding me. Now a push call is going to be called on Danny Teal about hand check. Wow. I mean,
I think they got that in Chloe, didn't they? Yeah.
Or was it Chloe?
That's
okay.
Two now. Well, you know what? What I was about to say is bad pass. You know how your offense is moving. You got to lead your person with the pass. It's like a quarterback to a receiver. You don't want to throw behind because all that does is causes issues and breaks up the offense.
So Brady's going to go to the free throw line. Chance of the one and bonus. First one, no good. Sadie down with the rebound. Knocked away from behind by Vergely. And the Streaks are going to have it back and bring it the length of the court.
Well, I don't know what it is about playing the streaks, but obviously it causes you free throw problems because right now the Panthers only 1 for 6 from the free throw line.
Well, Coach Massey on his blog called it free throw defense. Allison Mangieri, left wing, fires a three, can't hit it, too long. Rebound comes out long to Fallon for United Township. His way to Van Dievener. Now this is Van Watermeulen. Jamie Van Watermeulen now to Brady down on the right corner. Back out to Van Watermeulen. Now between the circles it goes to Van Dievener. Nice look down underneath to Brady. And a shot blocked. Vergely had her shot blocked by Allison Mangieri. And Hannah Smith comes up with a rebound. That should have never happened. Vergely should have had the ball high and gone up strong and absolutely didn't do it. Now Hannah Smith's pass is stolen away by Fallon. Now it's stolen back by Chloe Anderson. Sadie Hamilton comes up with the top of the key, splits the defenders. Runner in the paint is no good. Sadie tries to reel in her own rebound, and they're going to say it went off Vergely last.
Wow.
And the streaks get it back, and Justin Schultz not happy with his team.
Well, I'm surprised by that call because yeah. It was pretty obvious that Sadie knocked it out of bounds. But, again, good hustle by the streaks, but they've got to be aware of where the traps are coming from. This Panther team is going to jump the passing lanes as much as possible.
Paige Klink in. Sharon Diggins now down in the right corner. Back to Paige on the right wing. On the dribble, Emma Junk, Renee Sibley, Myra Diggins in as well for the streaks. Left wing, Myra Diggins with it. Kicks out high left side to Emma Junk. Now it's Paige Klink out between the circles. Left wing, Rainey Sibley. She'll fire the three and got it. Even some contact on it, and Rainey drains one. That's her first basket of the ball game. Make it 24-17 streaks. 3:44 to play first half. Brady pass over the top, nearly stolen away. Van Dievener able to get to it before the streaks do. Now Brady still with the backcourt, nearly knocked away by Sharon Diggins, and it is knocked away by Sharon. Myra dives after. Now ball goes to the floor and a tie-up.
We got a technical against Myra. Myra got mixed up with Abby Van Dievener, and they were both going for the ball, and then Myra pushed her away from her, and Van Dievener hit the floor. So Myra's going to get called for the technical here, not happy with the contact. And, you know, this is what the coach will say about letting this pushing and shoving go all game is it leads to things like this. Now, obviously, no excuse for Myra pushing
right,
her, but the pushing and shoving constantly throughout the game causes tempers to flare.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened there. The girls did a nice job knocking the ball away. Myra dove to try to scoop it up and push it towards Sharon, and Van Dievener came and into the play, too, and bumped Myra, and then Myra pushed her back.
And, you know, I don't know how Sharon gets called for a foul on the hustle play there on the steal when they're all three going after the basketball. That's another thing. I'm not sure. So there's actually two fouls on the play, Sharon with the personal and Myra with the technical, which also counts as a personal. That just her first, fortunately, and one for Sharon. So Van Dievener goes through the free throw line. But you're right. Everybody's dribbling the ball. They've been letting push and shove and bump, and they're not calling it except the one time on Chloe Anderson down there.
Yeah.
Van Dievener puts the first free throw in.
And that's the 1-1. So you still have to shoot the technical, but I think I would have brought the subs in there to let Myra get off the floor.
Second one is up and good as well. And now she'll get the two-shot technical. So now it's 24-19. And, of course, United Township will have the ball after this as well. I guess the subs don't come in until after the
technical
free throw. Okay.
Well, it must be both technical free throws.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're inbounding the ball, so it's not like there's a...
And Van Dievener has hit three of the...
She single-handedly is upping the team percentage majorly here.
But missed the fourth one. 11 points for Abby Van Dievener, 24-20 now the score, 3:32 to play first half as Marissa Miller, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri and Chloe Anderson check in for the streaks. Now back in for United Township. Jen Van Watermeulen. So it'll be Jamie Van Watermeulen will inbound at midcourt. And it comes in the backcourt to Jen Van Watermeulen. In the backcourt, knocked away by Allison Mangieri, finally gets it back and gets it to Brady. Brady on the dribble left side, nice bounce pass to the right block to Fallon, got hammered, no call. And Jessica Lieber runs out with it. Now they're going to have a bump call from behind on Van Watermeulen. At least you got to be consistent, and I'm not sure it's been consistent so far.
Well, yeah, and you know, the big thing is obviously things are getting a little testy out there. So I think what we're going to see a lot more of the bump calls and the hand checks and stuff start getting called so the officials can get a handle on this game.
First shot for Jessica Lieber is up, and it is good, and she will get the bonus. That's why I was actually surprised that when was it Fallon or whoever went in on that shot that they didn't call that one?
Yeah, I was surprised too, but you know, it seems like they're letting a lot go on the inside, which is never a good sign because that's where the most pushing and shoving goes on.
Six free throw, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 6 points for Jessica Lieber. And now a steal on the inbound by Casey Williams, 26-20 streaks. Right wing, this is Allison Mangieri out between the circles to Chloe Anderson on high left side. Jessica Lieber stops top of the key, fires the three. It's blocked by Van Dievener. And the rebound comes to Van Watermeulen. Now Brady traveled with a no call, dribbles out. Kicks to Jamie Van Watermeulen, top of the key. Left baseline Van Dievener, and they're going to call a kick on Allison Mangieri.
I've made my feelings known about that. Yeah. I guess you could say she intended to kick the ball, even though she didn't really kick her foot out.
I mean, it looked more like she was just stepping that way.
Yeah, exactly. Which, for those that didn't listen last game, my big issue with it is the rule says you have to try it. You have to have the intent to kick it.
Inbound goes to Michaela Fallon on the left block, and she gets her first basket of the ball game with 2:50 to play in the first half. Three-pointer, right, or actually that's a two from the right baseline from Allison Mangieri is up and good. That is her third basket, two threes and a two. It's 28-22 streaks. And now Fallon just dribbled it off of her own leg, and the streaks get it back again. And they'll have it at midcourt as Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, Danny Teal, Paige Klink, and Sharon Diggins check back in for the streaks.
That's a 17th turnover for this squad.
Wow. I'm guessing they may not have even had that many in a single game this year.
No.
Paige Klink out near midcourt getting pushed again. No call.
Well, we might be wrong about them reining in the pushing and shoving.
Wow. Now it's Paige out high on the right side to Sharon between the circles, dribbles right. Down the right side of the lane, leans in and can't hit the shot. Comes up short. Rebound comes out long to Paige Klink on the right baseline. Bounces to Sadie Hamilton on the left block and misses the shot. Overshoots it. Rebound comes down to Katie Daggett, a 6-foot junior. And now a steal by Sharon Diggins. She fires a three. Gets blocked. Gets her own rebound, though. Leans in off of the glass right side. Can't hit it. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again and got it. Great hustle by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 30-22, under 2 minutes to play. Quickly back the other way, United Township with numbers. Brady runs it down the left side and bothered on the shot. Paige may have even gotten a piece of it and missed it. Paige Klink with a rebound. 1:50 to play first half. Sharon Diggins right wing, dribbles to the baseline, gets bumped. This time Van Dievener finally gets the call. That's actually her first foul. She's probably been the one that's done the most damage out there as far as the pushing and shoving and bumping when the streak ball handlers are trying to get it up court or in the half court.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's kind of a two-sided sword too, because you could say not only is she doing the most bumping and pushing, but she's getting away with it. So once you find out what the tone's going to be, how do you not take advantage of it?
Right. Sharon puts in the first free throw. She will get the bonus. 31-22, biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks. 1:46 to play first half. Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. Sharon at the free throw line. Second shot is up, and this one is good as well. Sharon 4 for 6 on the night. She's got 8 points and make it a 10-point lead, 32-22.
Myra back on the floor.
Up playing the ball is Myra Diggins, full court pressure. This is Van Dievener, lost a handle on it, now got it to Brady. Across midcourt left side, runs it down, gives on the left baseline to Daggett. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound, Jessica Lieber for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt on the dribble. Long downcourt pass, Allison Mangieri, left wing. Fakes a three, now kicks out to Casey Williams, top of the key. Casey dribbles right. And gives to Myra Diggins between the circles. Myra lost the handle. The ball goes into the backcourt, and the Streaks are going to turn it over. And I agree. You mentioned this earlier, kind of half joking, but I think that ball is actually slick because we've seen numerous people just like literally just gone through their hands.
Either that, or people work up a big time sweat on that floor.
Did they not have rosin anymore? Is there rosin over there?
Yeah, no joke.
I don't see one. I don't see like any powder on the floor. Usually, when there's rosin, you see the powder on the sideline.
Yeah, I don't.
Especially with the black around the floor here.
I'm guessing a no. Go get some stick'em.
There you go. Is that legal in basketball? It's hard to dribble.
Probably no.
It's hard to dribble with stick'em. Michaela Fallon at the free throw line drives in. Anders pass stolen away by Rainey Sibley. 1:15 to play in the half. Allison Mangieri across midcourt, right side on the dribble. Picks it up and gets to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Fakes a three, drives in down the right side. Nice bounce pass to Myra Diggins. Left block, up and in, and she is fouled from behind. What a dribble, drive, and dish by Sadie Hamilton.
And a great job by Myra, too, because Myra, when she got the ball, she squared up to the basket. She went straight up, powered it in, and what that does is it blocks you away from the defender, so the defender, if she's going to go after the ball, has to foul you, and that's exactly what Myra did, and that's exactly what you need to do. Three fouls now on Hallie Lewis.
So Myra with the basket and the chance of the traditional three-point play, make it 34-22 streaks, 107 to play. here in the first half. Free throw off the back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Vergely for United Township. Van Dievener on the run for UT. Down the left side, throws it up off the glass and hits nothing but glass. Rebound comes down to Rainey Sibley. Now it's Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side, right baseline. Sharon Diggins fires a wide open three, can't hit. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton, and she just gets hammered, and a jump ball is called. Wow, Van Dievener had her elbow up on Sadie's forehead, and a jump ball was called. I don't know what it is about Van Dievener. She's just being allowed to pretty much do what she wants tonight. Everybody else is getting called, but I'm sure Hallie Lewis is wishing she was getting some calls.
Well, Myra's got to be careful out there. Myra just shoved Van Watermeulen, and it wasn't a malicious shove. For those that aren't here, obviously she was setting the screen and kind of just pushed her arms off when Van Watermeulen hit her. But she's just got to be careful because she's going to be highlighted out there by the officials. So any excessive bumping is going to get called probably.
Now a steal by Brady. She's on the floor with it, and her pass is errant, goes out of bounds, and the Streaks will have it again from in front of the United Township bench with 38.1 seconds to play. I'm watching it away from the ball, even on the inbound play, the way Van Dievener was pushing Jessica Lieber there. I don't know why the officials aren't seeing that.
That was the 20th turnover for the Panthers.
And it comes to Jessica Lieber, right wing, drives baseline, spins between the defenders.
Oh,
and that call for the travel. She was dribbling the ball. How do you travel when you're dribbling the ball? She did a spin move between two defenders.
That's kind of what Coach Massey's asking right now.
Well, the Streaks turn it over. 33 seconds to play. This is Kiana Brady with it on the right wing on the dribble. Stops and picks up. Ball knocked away by Myra Diggins. Brady gets it back. Now swing it over left wing to Van Dievener. Fires a two, and she can't hit right on top of the three-point line. Jessica Lieber with a rebound. 20 seconds to play. Long downcourt pass to Meyer Diggins is knocked away by Jen Van Watermeulen. Streaks will have it on the near sideline with 17.2 seconds to play, leading 34-22.
You know, one of the other things that the Streaks do a good job at, which is you can kind of see, especially in this game, is their ability that when they tip the ball away, kind of like was done right there by United Township, they do a good job of keeping the ball in bounds, whereas a lot of other teams go and just try to slap it out of bounds.
Van Dievener steals the inbound pass from Jessica Lieber, and Jessica gets called for a little bit of a reach on that. I mean, yeah, probably was a foul, but I just don't understand why that's not being called on everybody.
So well,
free throw line goes Abby Van Dievener for two shots.
And Tom, the other thing that you and I obviously have talked about before is our issues with when there's a 50-50 ball out there. That ball was still loose.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a free ball, and basically what happened was Jess turned around and dove for it, and that was right about the time Van Dievener was picking it up. So, you know, there's got to be a little bit of leeway there as well.
First free throw good for Van Dievener. She's got 12 points, now make it 13. With 13.2 to play, it's a 10-point lead for the Streaks, 34-24. Katie Daggett, the 6-foot junior, back in for United Township. Sadie Hamilton brings it up for the Streaks. Cross midcourt, now between the circles, picks it up. 7 seconds to play, now 5, looking for some help. Hands off to Jessica Lieber. Again, gets bumped. Ball goes into the backcourt. She got bumped by Van Dievener, and no call.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is I would have liked to see Sadie take Daggett off the dribble right there. Daggett was not going to be able to stay with Sadie, and Sadie gave her dribble up. She should have just went right by Daggett, made the defense collapse like she did before, and then get the ball to Myra.
1.9 to play. Jessica Lieber inbounds midcourt, and foul is going to be called on who? Are they going to call Rainey?
Yeah. And that's a bad play right there, because what happened was Jess was trying to get it into somebody, threw it near half court to Lieber or to Rainey. The ball was kind of a 50-50 ball. Van Watermeulen got the better position, and then Rainey ran into the back of her. You've just given them an opportunity to score here. If you're going to throw that ball like that, you have to throw it towards the basket, and Rainey's just got to let it go. But because it was so close to half court, Rainey can't really let that go because Van Watermeulen then has a three.
1.2 seconds to play. First free throw is good by Jen Van Watermeulen. Make it 34-25. Second shot no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. And Evan Massey just livid that there's no over-the-back call on that. As it was Vergely going over the back of Sadie Hamilton, knocking the ball out of bounds. And, that's what I don't understand. It's not been consistent at all.
And that's what he's telling them right now.
Wow. Well, we're at halftime, and it's been pretty much all Streaks as they're now down to a 9-point lead. But the Streaks with the lead at halftime, it is Galesburg 34, United Township 25. We will come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. We'll run down our scoreboard and our halftime statistics. After this, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance, for more information today to start saving.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's
me.
Chicken McNuggets made with white meat, with 20 for just $4.99, it's a simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year. 3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the United Township Panthers 34-25. Streaks were up 18-11 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored UT 16-14 in that second quarter and hold on to the 34-25 lead. Lead was as much as 10 late in that second quarter. But a very good showing by the Streaks in that first quarter, or first half. Probably one of the better halves of basketball that we have seen overall so far against a very good team.
Well, and the other thing that can't be overlooked is usually this is the kind of team that the Streaks have the most problems with. It's the athletic teams especially, but also the physical teams. And this has been a very physical ball game. And we've seen the Streaks really struggle against the physical teams. And so far in this game, they've been able to just kind of stay right with them.
34-25 is our halftime score. Halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. Time to take a look at our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg High sophomores lost here tonight to United Township. 78-62 was the final in that one. Coming up tomorrow night here on WGIL, the Galesburg High boys basketball team on the road for the first time this season. They will travel up to Rock Island to take on the Rocks. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that action around 7:10 or so for the pregame here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The girls will take Saturday off, but the boys will be in action at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. That at Augustana College, the GHS boys will take on Pleasant Valley. That pregame scheduled for around 11:25 on Saturday morning. And that'll be followed by Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. The Illini playing up at the United Center on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. They'll take on the UNLV Running Rebels. Is Lon Kruger still there, former Illini coach?
He is not. He went to Oklahoma.
That's right. He's a job jumper.
They had the old BYU coach, Rose.
Yeah. Okay. So the Illini will play UNLV coming up on Saturday afternoon. Then coming up next week, Galesburg High boys with a Tuesday night game. They'll take on Sterling here at John Thiel Gym. Brad and Jim will have that for you around 7:10. GHS girls, the final game before the holidays on Thursday night, will play host to the Alleman Pioneers here at John Thiel Gymnasium a week from tonight. We'll come back and take a look at our halftime stats. At the half, it is Galesburg 34, United Township 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. The official WGIL forecast, clear and cold tonight, overnight low of 22, sunny tomorrow with a high of 35. Low 26 tomorrow night. The outlook for the weekend, sunny skies, high of 40 on Saturday, low 29 Saturday night, then on Sunday a high of 42. Then by Monday a chance of rain, maybe even snow by Monday night. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 32 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Sign up to win a WGIL Christmas card with a $100 gift card inside. Register at one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 34-25. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Streaks lead 34-25. Streaks led by a couple of players with 8 points. But again, good balance for the Streaks. Allison Mangieri with 8 points, a couple of threes and a two. 8 points for Sharon Diggins, including 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 6 points for Jessica Lieber on a basket. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton on a couple of baskets. 3 points for Rainey Sibley on a three. 3 points for Casey Williams on a three. 2 points for Myra Diggins on a basket. 0 for 1 from the line. Streaks, an impressive 8 for 11 from the free throw line. For the Panthers, by the way, Galesburg hit 4 threes in the first half. Panthers led by Abby Van Deventer's 13 points, including 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 6 points for Jamie Van Waterbuelen off the bench. 4 points for Hallie Lewis. 2 points for Michaela Fallon, which is a surprise. Kiana Brady has not scored for the Panthers. 1 point for Jen Van Waterbuelen. The Panthers 7 for 14 from the line.
Well, the turnover scenario obviously is the big factor right now. The Streaks have only turned it over 14 times to the 20 for the Panthers, so a good plus 6 right there. Rebounding has been pretty much even, which is kind of a shocker. Usually when the Streaks have been able to be successful in a game like this, one of the key factors is the rebound differential. But right now, Streaks only have a plus 1, 19-18, and offensive rebounds are even at 8. But this is one of the better shooting games we've had seen the Streaks have in some time. 7 of 16 from inside, 4 of 12 from distance, good for 39% from the field, and also 9 of 19 and 0 of 2 from three-point range for the Panthers, 43%. So that is a big factor. You talked a little bit about Van Deventer leading them in scoring, but the more impressive thing is she doesn't have any fouls.
Yeah, none called. How about that?
Yeah, well, actually one called. She's had one.
Yeah, just one called, yeah. So 34-25 is our halftime score. The Panthers will have the basketball to start the second half. They will come out the same way they started the game with Fallon, Jen Van Watermuelen, Van Deventer, Lewis, and Vergely. Lewis playing with 3 fouls in the basketball game. She's the only one in any type of foul trouble. All the other players for UT with just 1 foul. Streaks, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley all with 2 fouls. Streaks come out with Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, and Sadie Hamilton. Moline up 24-19 on Rock Island at the end of the first half. At the end of the first quarter, Alleman and Quincy tied at 7 apiece. As Jen Van Waterbuelen gets an easy 2 right under the basket to start off the second half for the Panthers, 34-27 Streaks. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Jessica Lieber drives down the middle of the paint. Can't hit the shot. Sadie Hamilton down with the rebound. Can't get the putback. Second shot up by Sadie. No good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Fallon for United Township. Van Dievener gets behind the streak's defense. Lays it up off the glass and got it. 15 for Van Dievener, and now it's 34-29 streaks. Allison Mangieri, right wing, stops. Gives to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Paige Kling. Paige puts it on the floor, gives to Jessica Lieber running down the right side of the lane. The runner-up by Jessica, no good. Myra with the weak side rebound. Put back is blocked, and the rebound comes down to Fallon for United Township. This is Lewis across midcourt right side. Gives to Van Dievener down on the right block. This is her right down on the right corner. This is Vergely. Can't hit the 15-footer, but gets her own rebound, goes to the floor, and gets tied up by Myra Diggins, and the possession arrow points toward the streaks with 6:54 to play in the third, and Galesburg leading 34-29.
Streaks have started this half a little slow. They're going to need to do a little bit better job of the defense. It looks like they're getting beat just a little bit. Vergely had a wide open jumper there, and obviously the wide open layup for Van Dievener. They've got to get back against her. She's very quick.
Now a steal by Van Watermuller. Runs it down the left side. It gets fouled by Sharon Diggins. It puts the shot up and in. And it is now a three-point game with a chance for Van Watermuller to cut it to two. Sharon picks up her second foul. And Jen Van Watermuller with four quick points here in the second half.
Well, good job right there by Van Watermuller. She did a nice job of stealing that ball. It was very clean steal. And then she just beat Sharon down the floor. Sharon's going to out-race her to the floor and try to get position in front of her.
Free throw no good. Casey Williams down with a rebound. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Now Sharon Diggins down the right side. Beats Fallon. Gets inside. Puts it up. Got it. And, oh, boy. Oh. The official's going to wave it off. He stood there and looked, and he kept walking toward the play and then waved it off. That was a bad call. That should have definitely been a continuation. But when he blew the whistle, Sharon was going up for the shot. The foul went against Michaela Fallon, her second. But unfortunately, the basket doesn't count. Chloe Anderson takes the inbound, gives to Jessica Lieber. Right corner goes to Sharon Diggins. Drives baseline, leans in, and another foul on Michaela Fallon. She has now got three. Sharon couldn't get that one to fall, but she is going to go to the free throw line with two shots this time. Nice aggressive move by Sharon.
Well, very nice aggressive move. And that's one of the things that the Streaks have been doing a lot better right there. Sharon got that ball with the defense coming at her, and obviously the defense is trying to close out hard because of the three-point shooting of the Streaks. So once Sharon saw Hallie Lewis coming right there, she drove right by her, took it inside, and Fallon was just nothing she could do. She's in a bad place.
First free throw no good by Sharon. She's got 8 points in the ball game. She was 4 for 6 from the line in the first half. 6:33 to play, third quarter. Second shot up and good for Sharon Diggins. She's got 9, make it 35-31 streaks.
First point of the half for the streaks.
Fallon to inbound. Might get a 5 call. Wow. I don't know how he did. Now the inbound stolen away by Casey Williams. Goes to the floor. Casey picks it up. Gets to Sharon. Drives down the right side. Goes to the corner. Fakes. Hesitates. Drives in. Shot blocked from behind by Van Watermuller. Now ball knocked away from Fallon. Jessica Lieber dives after it and gets tied up. Nice hustle play again by Jessica Lieber. Diving after the loose ball and ties up Michaela Fallon. The possession error unfortunately points toward the United Township Panthers. I still think they need to go back to what the NBA did. When there's an actual tie-up, jump it up. Do the alternate possession at the quarters and half, but when on a tie-up, give the defense a chance to make the play.
Well, good job right there by Hannah Smith to try to steal that for the streaks, and she went in to inbound the ball. It took the official on the far side of the court to realize it wasn't the streak basketball. Didn't the NCAA do a trial with the defense getting all the tie-ups?
Did they? I'm not sure.
They did one at one early exhibition season or something.
Michaela Fallon with a 10-footer from straight on. Her second basket of the game. Make it 35-33 streak. Sadie Hamilton, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri for the streaks. This is Paige Klink on the right wing. Puts it on the floor. Brings it out to the top of the key. Drives down the left side. Kicks out to Hannah Smith on the left wing. Now top of the key to Sadie Hamilton. Fakes. Penetrates. Spins back to the left. Now spins back to the right. Ball gets knocked away. Goes to the floor. Sadie dives after it. Gets tied up on the floor. And no, she gets a pass from her back out to Paige Klink. Left baseline three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down, knocked away by Sadie, and Emma Junk runs it down on the right side. Now she has it knocked away by Lewis. Now to Brady. Brady runs it down the right side. Traveled, no call, laid it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Dievener, and she lays it up and in. Boy, Van Dievener is just right place, right time all night long. She's got 17 points, and we are tied at 35, and Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. with 5:28 to play in the third quarter, not liking what he's seeing so far. The Streaks with only 1 point in the second half thus far.
Yeah, Streaks outscored 10-1 so far. They just don't seem to be able to get anything going on offense. And, you know, one of the things that's kind of come back to bite the Streaks is you look at two of their higher impact performers, Sadie Hamilton and Sharon Diggins on the offensive end. Sadie right now is 2 for 8 from the field, and she's usually got pretty good touch inside. And Sharon is 2 for 10 from the field. So two players that generally put up a lot of points for the Streaks and also are pretty good with the basketball in their hands, both are struggling.
Streaks bring out Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins. This is Myra on the left wing to Casey Williams on high left side. Top of the key, it goes to Jessica Lieber. Now left wing, Rainey Sibley fires a three. It's short. Rebound, Casey Williams. Put back sticks between the glass and the board. One of those you don't see all that often. Casey brought the rebound down, tried to put it right back up, and kind of was falling off balance. Didn't get a good, really get set and get a good look at it. And Coach Massey's going to talk to her a little bit. And this is, you know, one of the most unusual things we saw in a girls' basketball game. I don't know if you remember this last year. Peoria Central was here. Jemiah was her first name.
Didn't that happen at, I think that, wasn't did that here? Happen at Knox? I think it
maybe
might
it was at Knox. And she jumped up and tipped the ball out from, it was stuck like that and tipped it out.
Well, a little help from the student section to get that ball out.
Here's Rainey Sibley inbound to Meyer. Wide open on the right block, up off the glass and in. Myra Diggins with four. Nice look from Rainey Sibley. Make it 37-35 Streaks. Van Dievener on the dribble on the left wing for United Township. Pass knocked away by Sharon Diggins.
You know, it amazes me how many teams just give up on inbounds plays and don't run plays and just try to get the ball in the backcourt, because the Streaks seem to have a lot of success getting the ball in with just some simple cuts and screens.
Inbound comes to Jamie Van Watermeulen. Now it's Van Dieveter, top of the key, left wing goes to Brady. Brady drives baseline, pulls it back out, gives to Van Watermeulen. Now it's Van Dieveter on high right side to Lewis. Lewis drives in, 10-footers up and no good. Rebound comes out long to Van Watermeulen, kicks out to Van Dieveter left side. Her pass stolen away by Sharon Diggins. It's a foot race. Sharon down the right side. Oh, gets a shot up and comes up short. Van Dieveter bothered her a little bit on the shot. And who got called for the foul? There was a foul. I'm not sure who or why.
Well, it was because when Fallon came down with the rebound, the Streaks just with the momentum ended up fouling, and I think it ended up going to
it's a third on
Sharon.
Okay, Sharon Diggins, okay.
She came back into the play to try to get the ball back and ended up just her momentum carried her into Michaela Fallon.
Well, that's her third foul. Now Fallon gets it down on the left block to Daggett. She lays it up and in her first basket. And we're tied at 37. Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, Danny Teal in for the Streaks. Danny Teal out high on the left side with the ball. Looks over the defense, puts it on the floor. Now gives it to Chloe Anderson out high right side to Sadie Hamilton. Top of the key, splits the defenders, running down the right side of the lane. Lays it up too hard again. And a rebound goes to the four. Three Streaks there. Danny Teal, Hannah Smith, and Allison Mangieri. And there's a tie-up. Possession arrow points again toward the United Township Panthers. Boy, Sadie just struggling. She's a really nice move again. Split the defenders, but just too hard with the layup.
Yeah, and that's just happening over and over again.
4:11 to play third quarter. We're tied at 37. Full court pressure. Inbounding will be Jamie Van Watermeulen. And a pass knocked away by Hannah Smith in midcourt. Hannah comes up with it in the backcourt. Hannah Smith on the dribble across the timeline. Right wing to Allison Mangieri. Allison puts on the floor, gives back to Hannah Smith. Now Sadie Hamilton at the top of the key, dribbles right, gets a pick. Runner is up and no good, but a blocking foul is going to be called against Kiana Brady, and that's going to be her second foul. And the third team foul on the Panthers. Streaks will inbound from the right baseline with 3:59 to play in the third quarter as Emma Junk, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins check back in for Galesburg. Tied at 37. Streaks were up 34-25 at halftime. Rainey Sibley to inbound. And it comes to Meyer on the left block. Leans in up off the glass and got it. Got around Fallon. Nice pass again by Rainey Sibley. Meyer puts it up and in. She's got six. Make it 39-37 Streaks. Left wing, this is Brady. Penetrates, stops, kicks out to Van Watermeulen. 15-footer from the left baseline is up and good for Jen Van Watermeulen. With 3:43 to play, we're tied at 39 and a 30-second timeout called by Justin Schultz and United Township. 39-39, Streaks and Panthers. Streaks have yet to relinquish the lead in quite some time. Panthers have been tied with us now, this is the third time here in the second half.
Yeah, and the Streaks' best offense right now has been the inbounds plays.
Yeah. 39-39. Well, the girls will take the weekend off. They'll be back in action next Thursday night when we host the Alamann Pioneers, the final contest before we head down to Charleston for that tournament. The boys in action tomorrow night on the road at Rock Island against a very talented Rocks team. Then they'll play Saturday in the Iowa-Illinois shootout against the Pleasant Valley Spartans. That'll be an 11:25 game on Saturday morning here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that for you, of course, tomorrow night as well, around 7:10 for the pregame. Emma Junk out between the circles, traveled, no call, gets to Paige Klink on the right wing. Paige on the dribble, gives to Sharon, top of the key, fires a long three. It's partially blocked by Brady. Emma Junk down with a rebound, gets hammered, no call, but the ball comes down to Paige Klink, and she lays it back up and in. First basket for Paige tonight, make it 41-39 streaks as the inbound pass gets knocked away, and the Panthers will bring it the length of the court again as Ganny Teal, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, and Allison Mangieri check back in for the streaks. Kiana Brady will inbound. 3:23 to play third quarter, 41-39 streaks. And it comes to Jen Van Watermeulen on the dribble. Gets it to Fallon across midcourt left side. Fallon on the dribble, carries it every time she puts it on the floor, turns that ball over. One of those doesn't get called for. Van Watermeulen, three-pointer left wing, no good. Casey Williams down with a rebound for the streaks. Outlet pass knocked away. Casey gets it back, knocked away again. Unfortunately, Casey going after it the second time gets called for the foul, running into Michaela Fallon. And that's going to be the second foul on Casey Williams, third team foul on the streaks. 3:06 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks lead 41-39. Danny Teal checks in for Casey Williams. Left wing, this is Van Deventer with it for the Panthers. On the dribble out high left side, gets to Fallon now on the left wing outside the three-point arc, trapped up, dribbled on the sideline, no call. Fallon penetrates now left side, jump stop up off the side of the glass, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound for the Streaks. Fallon just frustrated at this point. This is Jessica Lieber on the dribble on high right side. Gets to Allison Mangieri, now Sadie Hamilton top of the key with it, 2:43 to play in the third. 41-39 streaks. Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Stops and fires a three off the left side of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Burgley for the Panthers. Outlet to Brady. Brady picks up in the backcourt. Triple team now gets to Fallon in the center circle. Fallon goes left wing to Van Deventer. Lost a handle on it. Picks up and gives to Brady. Brady, top of the key, picks up. Gives to Fallon. Now in the paint, it goes to Burgley. And she traveled with it in the lane. And the streaks get it back on a UT turnover with 2:21 to play here in the third, leading 41-39. As the streaks will bring back Sharon Diggins, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink, and Sadie Hamilton. Paige Klink will bring it up for the streaks. Cross midcourt right side, working against Van Deventer. Gives to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Sadie dribbles right, goes down the right side of the lane, muscles up the runner, got that one in. Six now for Sadie, make it 43-39. Streaks, 2:05 to play, third quarter. Kiana Brady on the dribble between the circles, picks up and gets to Van Deventer on high left side. Backdoor pass on the right block, up and no good is Jen Van Watermeulen, and her sister Jamie comes down with a rebound on the miss. Now out to Brady in the center circle, working against Rainey Sibley and Emma Junk. Pass knocked away by Rainey Sibley, but Van Deventer gets it back, gets it over to Jen Van Watermeulen on the right side, and she gets fouled by Sadie Hamilton as Van Watermeulen kind of got behind the streaks defense. Nothing much more Sadie could do on that one.
No, but good job getting back nonetheless. It's just a tough position to be put in right there. Is you've got to limit the offensive rebounds because that's what's allowing UT to creep back into this one and stick around.
First free throw for Jen Van Watermeulen is no good. With 1:47 to play here in the third quarter, it's 43-39 streaks as Myra Diggins, Casey Williams, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, and Danny Teal check back in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Second shot for Van Watermeulen up, and that one is good. She's got 8 points on the night, make it 43-40 streaks. Jessica Lieber on the dribble out high left side, gives to Myra Diggins between the circles, out high right side to Danny Teal. Backdoor pass to Jessica Lieber on the right block, splits the defenders, gets knocked to the floor, now gets hammered, and Van Deventer is going to get the call. That'll be her second foul. And we'll see if they let Jessica go to the free throw line or if they're going to call it on
the
floor.
They called on the floor.
Yep.
A tough pass right there for Danny Teal to be putting in a tough position to put Jessica Lieber into. She threw that one inside where Jess already had a double team on her. She should have looked to the other block. It was wide open.
Rainey Sibley checks in for Danny Teal. She'll inbound from the right baseline. And again, finds Myra Diggins open on the left block, but who was it? Van Watermeulen got in there to tie her up, though. Pass was a little bit off the mark. Van Watermeulen ties her up, but the possession arrow stays with the streaks as Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins check in for Casey Williams and Allison Mangieri. 1:33 to play. Rainey will inbound from the left baseline this time. And it comes to Sharon Diggins, left wing. Sharon penetrates. Runner is up and off too hard. Rebound off the hands of Myra Diggins. It comes down to Jamie Van Watermeulen, but stolen away by Rainey Sibley. Great hustle by Rainey. I don't think Van Watermeulen had any idea she had come behind her. I think she was still trying to dribble, and she didn't even have the ball anymore. Jessica Lieber, top of the key with it, drives left, stops at the free throw line, kicks out to Rainey Sibley. Rainey penetrates and kicks out to Sadie. Sadie fakes a three, now hands off to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. 1:07 to play in the quarter. Sadie with it between the circles, gives to Jessica Lieber high on the right side with 1 minute to play in the quarter. Jessica looks over the defense, drives in, tried to get to Meyer down on the left block, pass gets knocked away. Brady comes up with it, dribbles down the left side, lays it up with the right hand, and got it.
And she very nearly double dribbled there. Yeah. She went to stop the ball and just barely kept her hand off the basketball.
Now Jessica Lieber with a nice pass over the top from midcourt to Sharon Diggins. Sharon can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled by Jamie Van Watermeulen. And that is going to be her second foul. Sharon Diggins will go to the free throw line for two shots with 46.5 seconds to play in the third quarter, and the Streaks leading 43-42. That was the first basket for Kiana Brady in the game. She was 0 for 3 from the free throw line prior to that. Sharon with the first free throw up and good. She's got 10 points. Make it 44-42 Streaks.
A tough 10 points, too. She's been struggling, but she's, you know, she's one of those players that's got to stay with it because her points will come if she stays with it.
Michaela Fallon back in for the Panthers. She replaces Abby Van Dievender. Also checking in, Hallie Lewis will replace, well, somebody's got to come off. She's going to replace Burgley. Talk about trying to ice the shooter without calling a timeout. Sharon will finally get her second shot, and this one is up and perfect. The high arc for Sharon Diggins. She's got 11. She'll be replaced by Allison Mangieri. And it's back to a 45-42 lead for the Streaks. 46.5 seconds to play in the third quarter. Kiana Brady to inbound. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Myra Diggins up playing the ball. And it comes to Lewis in the backcourt. Now it's Fallon. Fallon across midcourt left side. Gets to Van Watermeulen. Left wing back to Fallon in the paint. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Fallon gets it back. And Sadie's going to get called for the foul on the second shot. And unfortunately, Fallon had lost her balance and fell to the floor on her own. And Sadie had gone up and gotten a piece of the ball, but I think because Fallon fell to the floor, they called the foul on Sadie.
Yeah, and you're right, because Sadie just standing there pretty much did the same play twice in a row, but Fallon just lost her balance and went to the floor.
That is the third foul on Sadie Hamilton. Michaela Fallon hits the first free throw. She's got just 5 points on the ball game, 45-43. Now 37.7 seconds to play. Sharon Diggins in to replace Allison Mangieri in there with Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, and Myra Diggins. Michaela Fallon, 5'9 senior at the free throw line for the United Township Panthers. Second shot is up, and that one is good. And she'll be replaced by Vergely. Also back in is Daggett for UT. 37.7 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead by 1, 45-44. Jessica Lieber gives to Myra Diggins on the right wing. Out high it goes to Sadie Hamilton on the right side. Now out high left side to Jessica Lieber. Right wing goes to Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the three off the back. No. Weak side rebound off the hands of Myra Diggins. Rainey Sibley saves it inbounds. And this is Jen Van Watermeulen. Runs it down the right side. Lays it up off the glass and got it. And now United Township with a lead with 14 seconds to play in the quarter. Now Sharon Diggins misses a shot down on the right block and a travel on the rebound called on Jen Van Watermeulen. And the Streaks will have a shot to get it back with 8.4 to play in the third. Paige Klink checks in for Rainey Sibley. I think what happened to that last play down there when Rainey tried to save it inbounds, I know Coach had kind of a look on his face like, no, because I think that ball actually may have gone off of United Township last, but Rainey wasn't sure about it and went to save it inbounds. I guess if you're in doubt, try to save it in.
Right, and what's tough there is that she basically set the fast break up as well.
Sharon Diggins drives in from the right side. The runner is up and good, and the Streaks retake the lead. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 47, United Township 46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Have you been naughty or nice?
John Kavanaugh is playing Santa Claus this year. He's put everybody on the nice list. Ho, ho, ho! I'm Jim Boner, sales manager at Kavanaugh's Motors. While John isn't really wearing a red suit every day, he's definitely got a gift for you. 1.9 financing up to 72 months on every new car with approved credit. Start 2012 with a new Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep. We can save you a sleigh full of cash. It's the big finish at Kavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us to all of you. love you.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Our next broadcast of Silver Streaks boys basketball comes up tomorrow night when the Silver Streaks travel to defending 3A state champion Rock Island. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the pregame at 7:06 tomorrow on WGIL.
8 minutes to play from John Field Gymnasium. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Streaks lead 47-46. United Township with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber on the floor for Galesburg. This is Michaela Fallon out on the right side. Kicks out to Hallie Lewis, left wing, 17-footer up and good. Lewis with her third basket of the game, and United Township takes the lead 48-47. Now right wing, Allison Mangieri gives to Sadie Hamilton between the circles, out high left side. Jessica Lieber dribbles right to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane, scoops a shot up. Oh, a charge.
That's actually a good call because Joss has to see Fallon sitting there. She was sitting there to take the charge. Right there, that's the perfect opportunity for Joss to jump stop and shoot the little 4 foot, 5 foot floater over the top.
Yeah, I mean, Fallon did look like she get there. I thought she started to kind of move to the side, but Jess picks up her third foul. 7:35 to play in the ballgame, 48-47, United Township with a lead. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Chloe Anderson in for Galesburg now. This is Brady on the dribble and just throws it away. I don't know if she thought Burgley was going to be breaking toward the basket, but she didn't.
And I don't know why Burgley didn't. It was wide open for her, too, and it was a good idea, good pass by Brady, but Burgley just not on the same page.
Allison Mangieri, right wing, three-pointer in and out, no good, and she got fouled on the shot. Nearly a chance at a four-point play. The foul goes against Kiana Brady. That is her third foul, and Allison Mangieri, I'm not sure how that shot nearly went in because I thought she got her good enough that she didn't get a good, very good look at it, but nearly went in.
Well, here's a kind of an anomaly as Allison misses the first free throw. Allison, who logs a lot of minutes during the games, that was only her eighth free throw of the year. She's 3 for 8 now.
And she's got two more shots at it.
4 for 9.
Second one is up and good. Now we are tied at 48. 7:19 to play in the ball game. Both teams 1-2 in the Western Big Six Conference.
Huge game for both teams as this is going to go a long way towards seeing who's going to stay in the race. You fall to 1-3 in this conference, it's going to be tough to climb back out.
Third shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Lewis as Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins are in along with Allison Mangieri. This is Fallon in the right corner, kicks it out high to Van Watermeulen. Now Van Deventer out high on the left side. Van Watermeulen, top of the key. Jamie Van Watermeulen dribbles right down the right side. Runner is up and missed it too hard. Rebound down, though, comes down to Lewis. Van Watermeulen, left baseline. 10-footer is up and good. Jamie Van Watermeulen with 8, and it's 50-48 Panthers. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. Top of the key to Myra Diggins. Right wing, Rainey Sibley. Rainey will fire the three off the back of the rim. Right on target, no good. Myra down with the rebound. Right side up off the glass and got it. Timely offensive rebound to put back for Myra Diggins. Tied at 50. Back the other way. Van Deventer gives to Van Watermeulen. Lays it up, no, but gets pushed from behind by Allison Mangieri. At least Allison kept her from getting the easy two. That's going to be the first foul on Allison. And Jamie Van Watermeulen goes to the free throw line with two shots. 6:36 to play. We're tied at 50.
The Panthers are in the bonus for the rest of the game now. Jamie Van Watermeulen 2 for 4 in the game from the free throw stripe. Make it 2 for 5 as she misses the first free throw.
We'll take that.
Well, now it makes it even a more important foul as she would have probably had the easy layup had Allison not fouled her.
In for the Streaks, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Paige Klink, and Sadie Hamilton. Second shot is up, and that one is good for Jamie Van Watermeulen, and she's now replaced by Kiana Brady. 51-50, Panthers with the lead. Paige Klink will trigger the offense for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Paige on the dribble across midcourt right side, gives to Chloe Anderson on the right wing. Out high it goes to Sadie Hamilton, out high left side now to Paige Klink. Paige brings it out between the circles. In the paint it goes to Sadie, leans in, up off the glass, comes up short on that one. Weak side rebound, Danny Teal got it up off the glass and in, and she is fouled. Foul is going to go against Jen Van Watermeulen. That is going to be her second foul. What a play by Danny Teal. Right place, right time. Some players just have that nose for the ball and where it's going to come off, and she did that. I'm not sure how she got that shot off with the left hand.
No, I don't know either, but we talked about it earlier about what Danny's role is, and that's the role, offensive rebound and hustle.
And there, speaking of hustle, as she missed the free throw, and she got there with Chloe Anderson to tie it up on the floor, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and Danny gets a nice hand from the Streaks crowd as she's replaced by Rainey Sibley. Raynell inbound from the left baseline, 6:17 to play, 52-51 Streaks. And it comes to Sharon, left wing, top of the key, goes to Paige Klink. Now out high left side to Sharon, back to Paige Klink, right of the center circle, top of the key, it goes to Sadie Hamilton. Right wing to Paige, now give and go to Sadie, knocked away from behind, thought Hallie Lewis got a piece of Sadie's arm, but the Panthers come up with it. This is Fallon on the run, right side, cut off nicely by Rainey Sibley. Now gets to Van Watermeulen. Her pass is knocked away, goes to the floor. Sadie Hamilton comes up with it, knocked away. That's got to be Streaks' ball. Oh, no way. Boy, wow. They give it. Van Watermeulen knocked it out of Sadie's hands going to the floor. We've seen, I don't know how many games this year, that would have been a call to tie up early on. I mean, probably shouldn't have been, but it would have been in a lot of games. So Fallon inbound from the right baseline into Lewis on the right wing. Back to Fallon on the baseline. She'll fire the three-pointer, and it's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Danny Teal on the weak side. Back in for the Streaks. Also, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, and Casey Williams in for Galesburg. Casey has it out between the circles. Right wing to Jessica Lieber. Looking for Casey on the give and go. Can't find her. Jessica drives in, splits the defenders, can't hit the shot. Rebound. Casey Williams ties up Michaela Fallon. And the possession arrow points toward the Panthers with 5:31 to play. Galesburg leading 52-51.
Well, right there, Casey's got to recognize the fact that Jessica was driving at her, and she's got to clear out to try to take her defender with her. She stayed in the block area, which left Michaela Fallon right in the path of Jessica Lieber, so she had to contort her body to get around her.
Now Jen Van Watermeulen gets an open lane to the basket, lays it up, and got it. And now UT retakes the lead, 53-52, 5:18 to play in the ball game. Between the circles, Myra Diggins out high right side to Danny Teal, has Jessica Lieber wide open under the basket, right side, Jess turns, puts it up off the glass, bounces off, no good. Rebound Myra Diggins can't hit, and now a tie-up on the rebound, and it's Myra Diggins and it's Fallon, and this time the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. It was a tough one.
As
Ooh, tight one up, yeah, Moline and Rock Island.
Moline's up 37-36 on the rocks with a couple of minutes to play. Alleman up on Quincy, 37-27. 5:02 to play, but Jessica Lieber got that pass kind of under the basket, had to kind of spin to get that shot off. It was a little hard with it as the ball gets knocked away. Streaks will have it in midcourt, 4:57 to play. Galesburg trailing 53-52.
Chloe's got to be careful right there. The ball obviously knocked out of Sadie's hands and went out of bounds, but Chloe went to grab it, and sometimes that gives the official the illusion that you think that it went off you guys.
Paige Klink with it across midcourt, right side on the dribble, right wing to Chloe Anderson. Sharon Diggins also in there, Rainey Sibley, and Sadie Hamilton. Right wing, Sharon Diggins fires a three. It's long. Rebound comes down to Lewis. Now a two-on-one break for the Panthers. Van Deventer runs it down left side, lays it up, and got it. She's got 19 points, and it's 55-52, and Evan Massey wants a timeout with 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. And this is the 32nd timeout. 4.5 minutes to play. It is Galesburg now trailing United Township 55-52, and that was one of those quick runouts, and the Streaks not able to recover and get back and even bother Van Deventer on that shot. She's very quick when she gets out there with the basketball.
Yes, she is, and she's got good handles. Biggest lead of the game for the Panthers now at 3 points.
4.5 minutes to play. See who the Streaks bring out, because he had five new players checking in at before he called the timeout, but I think he called them back to the bench. I'm not sure. Who's going to come out? Yeah, it'll be the same five that were out there. Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink, Chloe Anderson, and Sadie Hamilton for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 4.5 to play. Rainey will inbound from the near sideline at midcourt. And it comes to Paige Klink in the backcourt. She'll set the offense for the Streaks. Gives to Sadie out between the circles. Now to Chloe Anderson, right wing to Paige Klink. Now to Sharon Diggins, top of the key, drives down the right side of the lane, kicks to Page in the right corner, three-pointer's up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Chloe Anderson, her shot is blocked. Now the second rebound gets knocked away from Rainey Sibley, and Rainey got fouled on that, no call. Van Deventer runs it down, lays it up, can't hit. Van Watermeulen can't hit the putback. Van Deventer gets it and gets to Lewis out between the circles, and Justin Schultz tells him to pull it out with 4:02 to play, and a technical foul called on somebody. Ooh. Are you kidding me?
On Coach Massey?
The guy under the basket called a technical, and even the other two officials are wondering why. He was all the way under the basket on our end of the floor. Coach Massey is not out of the coaching box. Unbelievable. And Coach Massey's trying to figure out what's going on. Are you kidding me? This guy was, he could not have heard. If Massey would have said something that he could hear, we would have been able to hear it.
My only thought is if he was out on the floor, so he called it based on the fact that Coach Massey was out on the floor. But, you know, the action was all down here, so it was tough to see. As Van Deventer misses the first half.
Unbelievable.
Well, and this is a critical part of the game, too.
Yeah, and the other two officials seem pretty much dumbfounded as well. Joe Thompson trying to explain to Evan, but I'm sure he doesn't really have a good answer because I'm thinking he doesn't really know why either. Wow.
Well, I think this means that Coach Massey has to coach the rest of the game sitting down.
Wow. I mean, I know Coach Massey was probably saying some of that official on his way by because Rainey Sibley had gotten fouled going after that rebound and they didn't call it. 56-52 United Township. Inbound goes into the backcourt to Brady, working against Sharon Diggins and Chloe Anderson. Still on the dribble, and now a timeout called by Justin Schultz. And this is going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 3:55 to play. It's United Township 56, Galesburg 52. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
3:55 to play in the basketball game. Streaks trail 56-52. Panthers with the basketball. They'll inbound from midcourt. It'll be Jamie Van Watermeulen to inbound. Streaks bring out Emma Junk, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal, and Myra Diggins. Now they'll switch an inbound from the far sideline from in front of the scorer's table. 3:55 to play. Streaks trailing by four. In the backcourt, Van Deventer runs it across the timeline on the left side. On the dribble still. Spins back and gives to Fallon, top of the key. Fallon dribbles right, kicks out right wing to Brady. Thought about the three, now kicks it out to Van Watermeulen on high left side to Van Deventer. Van Deventer on the dribble, traveled, a no call. Boy, Drugger pivot foot, same official right there that could see Coach Massey do something from three quarters court away but couldn't see the travel right in front of him. Now the Streaks at some point are eventually probably going to have to foul. This is Brady. As Schultz is saying no shots. He is saying no shots. We're going to pull it out and we're going to try to dribble this thing out. Fallon dribbles in. Kicks back out to Lewis. Now to Brady. Now it's Van Deventer with 3:15 to play. Now it's Fallon with it to Brady. Van Deventer out high on the left side. Left baseline, it goes to Lewis. Streaks chasing all over. Now it's Brady. Nearly stolen away, and it is. Jessica Lieber comes up with it after Allison Mangieri knocked it away. Jessica Lieber, now it's knocked away by Van Deventer. And Jessica Lieber wanted some contact called on that one, but you're going against Van Deventer, and that hasn't been called all night.
Right.
And she was going to try to get the pass off. She had two players running up, Myra and Allison, both running down the left side. I think Jessica was going to try to get that pass off. Van Deventer anticipated that when it got in front of it.
Well, a risky defense or offensive strategy here for the Panthers with how much the Streaks press.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if the team's going to sit back in a 2-3 zone to do that, but
Chloe Anderson tries to get a shot up. Can't hit, but now a foul's going to be called on Michaela Fallon. She didn't like it, but Chloe did it really. Actually, Chloe tried a first shot, went right up into Fallon's arm, came back down with it. She must not have gotten off the floor because they didn't call either a jump ball or a travel. Got it back the second time, kind of gotten up and under, and they called the contact that time.
And that's four.
Yeah, four on Michaela Fallon, so Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good.
Chloe, a 52% free throw shooter on the season.
First point on the night. There's a three-point lead now for the Panthers, 56-53, 2:48 to play as Jessica Lieber checks in for Paige Klink. She's in there with Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley. Myra Diggins waits to replace Chloe Anderson. Second shot for Chloe is up, and that one is no good. Rebound comes down to Lewis for United Township. Ball knocked away, stolen by Sharon Diggins, and she's fouled by Hallie Lewis, and that's going to be four now on Hallie Lewis, and Sharon Diggins will go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. Nice hustle, both Chloe Anderson and Sharon Diggins there bothering Lewis and able to make the steal. Sharon came up with it and goes to the free throw line with a chance to cut it to two as Myra checks in for Chloe Anderson. Back in for United Township, Jen Van Watermeulen replaces her sister Jamie. 2:44 to play, 56-53, United Township.
Free throw good by Sharon.
First one up and good.
She spent a lot of the night at the free throw line.
She's got 14 points on the night.
Eight of which from the stripe.
Second one up, and this one off back iron, no good. Rebound off the hands of Sharon. She finally runs it down on the left baseline. Kicks out to Jessica Lieber, left wing. And the ball gets knocked away, kicked away by Van Deventer. Streaks have it with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three with 2:37 to play as Paige Klink checks back in and replaces Rainey Sibley.
Right now, I'm going to either Sadie or Myra because Lewis and Fallon are guarding them. They both have four fouls, and they're going to be cautious. They don't want to pick up the fifth foul underneath. I'd run that play where you get the give and go down to Sadie.
Jessica Lieber on high right side. And there it is. Sadie gets the position as Lewis lost her footing. Sadie puts it up and in. Lewis tried to recover. I'm not sure actually if the foul was on Lewis or Van Watermeulen, though. I think maybe Van Watermeulen. No, it does go against Hallie Lewis, so she just fouled out of the basketball game. Lewis actually had lost her footing as Sadie was trying to establish position, and she had fallen to the floor, and they're saying that she had gotten up. Well, they're saying it's only four on her. Okay, I had an extra one for her. Okay, well.
I had her with five, too.
Yeah. So Sadie makes the shot, ties the ball game, and now gives the Streaks the lead as she converts the traditional three-point play. Now what?
Just some general confusion on the floor, I think. I think they were thinking Sadie was going to get two free throws because nobody really moved.
So United Township will bring it to length of the court. Full court pressure, and it comes to Van Deventer. Van Deventer nearly tied up, and we're going to... Oh, are you kidding
no,
me?
No, that's got it. Oh, wow.
Myra Diggins got called for... All Van Deventer did was turn and kind of push Myra with the ball.
Exactly. I mean, if there's any call right there, it's the elbow by Van Deventer.
Yeah.
But that's just a no call. You don't make any call right there. I don't...
Yeah, really. I mean, I agree. There should have been no call because basically she kind of turned and leaned into Myra. Myra didn't reach in or anything on it and picked up her second foul. So Van Deventer goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Actually, two shot. Oh, that should have been one and one.
Yeah.
Unless the scoreboard's wrong. Okay.
Yeah. No, because we have nine. That was our ninth team foul.
Coach Siltz didn't even have anybody at the line, so either he was very or in the lane.
Huh. Second shot up and good as well. So now it's a 58-57 lead for United Township. 2:23 to play. Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side. Gets to Sharon Diggins. Now Sadie Hamilton. Now Jessica Lieber out high left side. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass to Myra Diggins. Knocked away.
Oh!
Wow, the official started to give it to the Streaks and then changed his mind. Same one again and decided to give it to United Township. I thought that I know... It did hit Myra's hands, but I thought one of the black jerseys got in there and had gotten a finger on it as well.
Streaks going offense, defense with Rainey and Paige Klink.
Now Myra gets knocked to the floor by Fallon. No call. Still in the backcourt is Brady looking for help. Now still in the backcourt, Van Watermeulen. Now it's Lewis finally gets it across the timeline and travels the basketball.
Oh, where are they going to call? Oh!
Yeah.
That's a tight one because Rainey had come up at full speed right behind Lewis and got right on her hip and... They said she traveled right before Rainey hit her, I guess.
And really, and I honestly thought she did. I thought that foot started to drag before Rainey ran into her.
Coach Schiltz, the Galesburg faithful, calling for the tee there on Coach Schiltz. He's getting a lot of leeway considering that Coach Massey's already been on his seat for a couple minutes.
Jessica Lieber drives right side and gets fouled. Finally a bump either on Van Deventer or Brady.
They're going to call on the floor.
But it's still going to be two shots.
Right, but...
Who's it go against? Van Deventer.
The Streak fans wanted the...
Yeah, because Jessica did put the shot up and in after the whistle. Though.
Wanted the continuation.
So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two shots. 1:54 to play. Streaks trail by 1:58-57. First one is up, and it is good. 7 points on the night for Jessica Lieber.
You know, Tom, for a game that felt so in hand at one point, the Streaks were just dominating this game coming into the third quarter, and then all of a sudden, we're coming down to the wire.
And another one up and good by Jessica Lieber. 8 points, 6 of them on 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Streaks have the lead, 59-58, 1:52 to play. On the dribble, Brady across midcourt, left of the center circle, now pulls it out on the left wing. Now crosses over, dribbles into the paint, scoops up a shot, partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Sherron Diggins down with a rebound. Now pass stolen away by Van Dievener, and Sherron Diggins gets called for a foul. You know, that's what I don't understand. There was contact after the steal, but no more than when the steal went the other way when Van Dievener had run in to Sherron. That's the only thing I haven't been able to figure out tonight, but Sherron gets called for the foul.
And that's her fourth.
So Van Dievener goes back to the free throw line. She's got to get a chance to give UT the lead, as she'll get 2 shots. That's the 10th team foul now on the Streaks. And she, got the first one. It hit the back iron and fell through. Van Dievener with 23 points on the night for the Panthers.
9 of 11 from the free throw line. She's making hay there.
Coach Schultz is going to pull everybody off the lane and get back for defense. 1:39 to play. We are tied at 59. Van Dievener's second shot is up and off the back iron. No good. Jessica Lieber with a rebound for the Streaks. Gets across midcourt to Sherron Diggins. Now Sadie Hamilton between the circles to Jessica Lieber. She'll dribble right, stop top of the key, fires a three, and got it! Jessica Lieber with her first basket since the first quarter, 62-59 Streaks. Fallon with it, runs it down the middle of the court, stops and pulls up, can't hit a shot, and who's this foul on? She split the defenders and got past everybody, and Jessica Lieber got called for a foul. I didn't see anybody after even going after that one at all.
No, and there wasn't very much contact at all. And, you know, that's almost like all-star foul right there.
Yeah.
It was Michaela Fallon coming down the free throw lane. So if she's going to miss that shot, obviously she got fouled.
And Jessica Lieber just picked up her fourth after hitting the three-pointer. I mean, I did not see any contact whatsoever there. Fallon hits the first free throw. She's got only 7 points on the night, 62-60 Streaks, 1:21 to play. And a second free throw, no good. Big rebound for Sadie Hamilton. Sadie will bring it up herself. Nobody told her that Lewis was coming behind and knocked it away. Van Dievener has it. Gets to Fallon on the right block. And it's blocked by Jessica Lieber. Rebound shot was blocked by Sadie Hamilton, but this official, wow. Now the official that...
the official on the baseline called it clean.
Yeah, absolutely clean block by Sadie Hamilton. But the official out on the near sideline made the call that time. Wow. So Sadie now picks up her fourth foul, and Van Dievener goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. And now what?
The timeout, Coach Massey, I think. Nope, maybe not. I thought Coach Massey called the timeout.
I don't know what Coach Schultz is so upset about now either.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Nope, full timeout for Coach Massey.
Okay, 1:11 to play. Streaks call timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 62, United Township 60. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Here at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, 1:11 to play in the basketball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 62-60. Abby Van Dievener is at the free throw line with 2 shots. Streaks bring out Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Sherron Diggins. Van Dievener has been huge for United Township tonight, 23 points.
9 of 12 from the free throw line.
First one is up, and she missed it. Wow.
Well, she's getting tired up there. I mean, when you take 13 free throws in a game.
Yeah.
And not a lot of leg on that one. She didn't bend down very far, so she shot that with all arms, and that's why it came off kind of line drive.
Second one is up, and that one is good, and make it 62-61. Streaks with a lead, 1:11 to play. Well, will the Streaks Well, the Streaks try to spread the floor and get an easy look. I'm thinking they're better off just running their offense as usual.
I agree.
Jessica Lieber gets it across midcourt right side. Full court pressure from United Township that time. Myra Diggins out high right side. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Give and go to Sadie Hamilton. Gets knocked away. Goes to the floor. And we've got a tie-up and the possession arrow points toward the Panthers.
Well, bad pass right there by Jessica Lieber. She tried to do the give and go with Sadie. Sadie had a triple team on her. You know, that's just getting too ingrained in your offensive set. Jessica's got to see that. If they had done a quick reversal, I think they could have gotten something on the weak side.
So the Panthers are bringing the length of the court. Under a minute to play, 58.7. This is Brady in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. 62-61, Streaks lead, 51 seconds to play. Brady on the dribble, left wing, pulls it out, gives to Michaela Fallon. She'll penetrate inside the free throw line, stops travel, gives to Hallie Lewis. She misses a shot. Rebound tipped out. Fallon comes down with it. 14-footer is up and bounces off. No good. Lewis down with a rebound, puts it up. No, but she's fouled. And if it goes against Jessica Lieber, that is going to be her fifth.
Streaks have got to rebound.
Let's see who Joe Thompson said. No, Myra Diggins. So that is just her third. And Hallie Lewis goes to the free throw line with two shots. 38.8 seconds to play. Streaks lead 62-61. Lewis, a 5'8 senior, one of the many seniors on this United Township team that's gotten some varsity time ever since she was a sophomore, missed the first.
You know, it's tough to rebound out of this defensive set that the Streaks run, but you got to identify right there. Number one, Michaela Fallon's coming down the middle of the lane. Anytime she gets the ball right now, she's going to try to take it to the rim. So therefore, when the ball goes up, you've got to make sure you box somebody out.
Second shot for Lewis is up, and that one is good. Panthers pick up with full court pressure. This is Jessica Lieber, breaks it easily. Now Sadie Hamilton has it in the center circle on the dribble against Fallon. Fallon reaches in and just fouled out of the basketball game.
Terrible foul right there by Michaela Fallon. And you know what? That's on Coach Schiltz. You do not, with 32 seconds left in a tie game, have your team full court pressing, especially when one of your star players is sitting there with four fouls. You're just asking for trouble there. You either got to put Michaela Fallon on Myra Diggins, who you know is not going to handle the ball, or you don't full court press. That's on Coach Schiltz.
You know, but also as a senior leader, she's got to know you don't, I mean, I don't know if she thought she could get the easy steal, but you don't reach in,
right,
you know, 40 feet from the basket either.
You're right. But at the same time, you know, you kind of told your team you want to put pressure on the basketball. And, you know, I'm sure that's kind of what she's thinking. But no, you're right. She's got to know better. If you're going to be one of the better players in the conference, she fouls out with 7 points, 13 rebounds.
Sadie hits the first and nails the second. And Coach Massey calls timeout, 32.8 seconds to play in the basketball game. The Streaks now with a 64-62 lead. Now with Michaela Fallon out of the basketball game, the thought is that Coach Schiltz is probably going to set up something to let either a clear out for Abby Van Dievener. She's, you know, probably the quickest player out on the floor now for United Township. Let her try to get something to the hole. But we've already seen she's a little bit tired up there, missed a couple of free throws over the last minute or so of this basketball game. But you wouldn't expect that they're going to look for a three-pointer, though. They've only attempted, I think, one or maybe two in the ball game.
They've attempted three, I think I have them at. And actually, Van Dievener's tried one. Fallon, who's now fouled out, has tried one. And somebody, maybe they've only attempted two. I thought I had them at three.
Yeah. Well, somebody shot one from right on top.
Oh, actually, Van Watermeulen shot two.
Okay.
So there's four, actually.
So 32.8 seconds to play. Both teams 1-2 in the Western Big Six, looking to get to that 500 mark. Streaks 7-2 on the season. Panthers 7-3. 64-62 is the Streaks lead. Galesburg will come out with full court pressure. And the first thing United Township is going to look for is something behind the Streaks, trying to get behind them. And I'm sure Coach Mass is going to have somebody all the way back.
Well, in the last one, it was Sadie playing. They let him inbound it before the Streaks got on the floor.
The horn had just blown also. Wow. But the Streaks able to get back, fortunately. Now a near steal by Sharon Diggins. Van Watermeulen runs down the left side, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Chloe Anderson. Chloe gets bumped from behind by Jen Van Watermeulen.
Now that's something you don't see in a tight game at the end of the game. You might see that in the first half, in the third quarter, but you don't usually see that under a minute to go in a tight game. The officials quick falling a team. Wow.
And what really surprised me more, the second horn had just blown, and they hit
it. It wasn't like the Streaks were lingering in the huddle.
So Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line. Two shots. First one is good.
Chloe, 2 for 3 from the line right now in the game, and this could be a big one right here.
Yeah, she makes this one, it becomes a two-possession game. 19.7 seconds to play, 65-62 streak. Second one is up, and bounces out, no good. Rebound to Lewis. Now this is Van Dievener. Van Dievener, top of the key, right wing, gives to Van Watermeulen. Top of the key, it's Lewis, 13 seconds to play. Right wing goes to Van Dievener, nearly traveled with it, and a timeout called by Justin Schiltz with 10.2 seconds to play. Obviously, they have to look for a three-point shot now. And, you know, Eric, you and I have talked about this time and time again. The Streaks can shoot three-pointers at the end of the game. That's what they do. They shoot them. They shoot them on tired legs. They shoot them after running and running and running the entire game. A lot of other teams don't do that. They don't necessarily shoot a lot of them. It's that much tougher in a game like this when you've got tired legs trying to get those shots off or trying to get a good look at it.
Yeah, and that's you're 100% correct about that, and that's one of the big things with this offensive set for the Streaks is it gives you that advantage on the stretch. Now, it's not saying that Van Watermeulen or Van Dievener can't come down and hit one, but it's a lot more difficult when you're not used to it, especially with, like you said, tired legs at the end of the ball game.
What the Streaks are looking for, they do not want to foul on the shot. They don't want to foul out on the perimeter. Or if they do foul, you don't want... I mean, I don't know if Coach Massey's one of those that will maybe foul and reach and put them at the free throw line so they don't get a chance at the three. I wouldn't think
that's
so.
Because that's a risky call, yeah. Especially with these officials who have seemed to make some quirky calls. I could just imagine somebody faking a three-point shot after being fouled.
Lewis inbounds to Jamie Van Watermeulen, drives in, kicks it out, and a stellar way nearly by Myra Diggins. Now it's Van Dievener, left wing, fires a three, blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Ball goes to the floor, and a push foul.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me? A push foul with 9 seconds to play, called on Jessica Lieber. She and Van Dievener were diving after the basketball, and Jessica Lieber gets called for a push. Unbelievable.
And she's fouled out.
Wow. Good hand from this Streaks crowd. I mean, basically, Streaks just have to get the ball in bounds. Or if she misses a free throw, I don't know if she'll try to miss on purpose. The coach Schiltz will have her do that as he calls another timeout. Let's see. Is this going to be a full timeout? No indication as of yet. Yeah, full timeout. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout. 0.9 seconds to play. It's Galesburg 65, United Township 62. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Klinker. Hotel Furniture Liquidators has a position open for a warehouse clerk and furniture mover. Applicants must have a valid driver's license and be able to travel. Get a job, find the right person, and get the complete scoop about this position at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
0.9 seconds to play in the basketball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 65-62. The Streaks are going to have people up on the lane for the free throw. They can't on a miss. They can't foul on a putback. They just need to get the basketball. Or if she makes, I'm sure he's going to have her try to make the first and miss the second, you would think.
You would have to.
So Van Dievener at the free throw line with 2 shots. First one is up, and it is good.
Now, this is tough for a basketball player to do, is to automatically miss this because you have to hit the rim. The Streaks have got to box out right here.
Second one up. And bounces off, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with the rebound, gets fouled, and they're not going to call it. They're going to say they're going to wave it off. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 2-2 in the Western Big Six Conference as they defeat the United Township Panthers. The final score, Galesburg 65, United Township 63. And I'm not sure what Coach Schiltz was wanting on that last play. Uh-oh, Sadie got hurt.
Oh, no.
Wow. The young lady, they actually called the foul. She had come down on the back of Sadie's leg. It was a similar play. We saw that earlier. And Sadie looks like she might have turned an ankle or something.
Well, let's hope it's only a turned ankle because they're holding her knee right now.
Wow.
And
that
is
unfortunate.
Basically what happened, it's almost like in football when somebody makes a tackle and lands awkwardly on the back of the leg. That's exactly what happened. And it turned her left knee, it looks like, is what they're working on right now. This is a very touchy thing because when you get rolled over on like that, and I wish that the administration would kind of block off so the fans wouldn't be walking right by her because she's standing right by the exit.
Yeah. Well, the good news is the Streaks come out with a victory 65-62 or 65-63 over the United Township Panthers. Sadie Hamilton ran down that ball. Nice hustle by Sadie, but just got rolled up. I think it was either Daggett or I'm not sure which or Virgili that had kind of fallen on the back of Sadie's leg going after. And they were going to call the foul, but you know, with the time had run out by that time, so they wouldn't have bothered with the free throw since the Streaks had already won. That's why I wasn't understanding. Coach Schiltz was like pointing at the clock, like I didn't understand what he was looking for, if he was wanting. I didn't even know if he thought the foul was going to be called on us or what. Now they've helped Sadie up. But, yeah, they were looking at that left knee.
And she's not walking out, so that's not a good sign.
Now she's putting a little pressure on her. Coach Rux and Coach B helping her out of the gym. Well, hopefully Sadie's going to be all right. Probably won't know anything right away on that. Well, the Streaks come out with a victory. 65-63 is the final score. We will take this time out. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our final statistics, and we will name our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 65-63. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Loves Sporting Goods.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The official WGIL forecast, clear and cold tonight, overnight low of 22. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 35. Low of 26 tomorrow night. The outlook for the weekend, sunny skies, high of 40 on Saturday. Low of 29 Saturday night, then on Sunday a high of 42. Then by Monday a chance of rain, maybe even snow by Monday night. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 32 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, the Streaks at a tight one over the United Township Panthers, the team that many picked to win the Western Big Six Conference. The Streaks come out with a victory, 65-63, the final score. The Streaks now 2-2 of the Western Big Six, and the Panthers, who, as we said, most people picked to win the conference, they fall to 1-3 in Western Big Six Conference play. And, boy, what an amazing conference it is this year. I mean, just top to bottom. And we've seen a Quincy team that not a bad basketball club. They're going to get their 6'3 center back. She's been suffering from a concussion, some problems with that. And, you know, they'll get her back, and they're going to be a much improved team. The Alamo Pioneers playing very good basketball, obviously. Rocky, although they were down at some point in their game to Moline, I never did hear the final on that one, but Moline had been up on the rocks tonight. So just an unbelievable conference this year, but the Streaks do what they needed to do tonight. They hold serve at home as their first conference home game of the year, and they defeat the United Township Panthers by a final of 65-63. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also, we'll run down our final statistics and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. The girls will take the weekend off. They're back in action 1 week from tonight here at John Field Gym. They'll play host to the Alamo Pioneers, and Eric and I will have that one for you. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They'll be on the road at Rock Island against the Rocks, who are off to a good start, the defending Class 3A state champions. And you can hear that action tomorrow night with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee around 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off. Then the boys are back in action on Saturday. They'll actually get underway Saturday morning, scheduled 11:25 for the pregame, as they'll play in the Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana College. They'll take on Pleasant Valley. And Brad and Jim will have that one for you about 11:25 in the morning, followed by Illinois Fighting Illini basketball coming up Saturday afternoon. The Illini take on the Runnin' Rebels from UNLV. That's a 3:30 broadcast here on WGIL. Of course, the holiday tournament is coming up after next week as well. The girls are going to be playing in Charleston. The boys playing in Taylorville this year. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer during next week's broadcast. Good win for the Streaks here tonight. 65-63 was the final score. We'll come back and talk more about this one and chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker.
3% over invoice, plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know. There's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aradoff along with Eric Gibson. Streaks win at 65-63 was the final score. Streaks head coach Evan Massey making his way toward our broadcast position here. Streaks outscored the Panthers 18-17 in that fourth quarter and come out with a nice win here tonight to move to 2-2 of the Western Big Six and 8-2 on the year. The Panthers dropped to 7-4 overall, and they are now 1-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Who'd have thunk that coming into this season with a, especially like the likes of a Michaela Fallon, who the Streaks just handled very well tonight.
Yeah, no, this is a team that a lot of people were picking to take. And, you know, rightfully so. A lot of the teams in the conference right now are pretty young. Rocky would be the only exception to that. But, you know, Allman still had their best players are sophomores. Galesburg obviously coming in with kind of a whole new batch, so.
Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. Boy, what a great effort from your girls tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, we said in the locker room we have offensive things, defensive things, and then just general category. And what I said to him, I really think what we're becoming, yes, we want to shoot threes, but really our trademark of this team is defense. And it's, you know, if somebody who's traditional basketball would look and probably throw up of saying that we're defense because of a lot that we do. It fundamentally isn't sound, but what we're going to do is aggressively we're going to get after it. And I think right now, you know, we're pressing pretty well because those were veteran guards that we were able to force some turnovers on.
Yeah, that was the thing that was really surprising. They are, I mean, they're very quick. Fallon, Van Dieven are one of the quickest with the ball we've seen this year. And you guys, you just, especially in that first half, really frustrated them and forced them into a lot of turnovers that they're probably not used to.
Yeah, I mean, I think you take, Chloe, Myra, and then you take Rainey and Sharon. Those four kids are so quick that what they have the ability to do is they have the ability to press people that aren't used to being pressed, and that makes a difference.
Well, something Eric had mentioned during that game, you know, whether they're fans of traditional basketball or not, what you have to appreciate is the hustle. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, one particular play we were talking about with Jessica Lieber, who's never going to be the quickest player on the floor, but diving after loose balls, and it's not her. They all, you know, it's the hustle that goes along with it.
Yeah, and I mean, the obvious watching us is we aren't to the point where we're even close as far as understanding you want to play out of speed defensively. Mm-hmm. Offensively, we need to take a breath and gather and get ourselves composed. And we weren't, you know, that way. I think the end of the first half and the end of the game, you know, our defense allowed us to survive.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing you do. You seem like you're really in control. You've gotten up to a 10 or maybe a 12-point lead. They were able to get themselves back in it, but you held your composure and did those little things you needed to do down the stretch and hit the free throws and came up with the big steals and big rebounds.
Yeah, and, the nice thing about when you're playing 13 kids is they're not all going to be the same every game from game to game. I mean, as a coach, you know, you'd like to have that consistency, but that's not going to always happen.
Yeah.
But tonight, you know, it was interesting. Danny Teal didn't play well the first half. Then she comes in the second half, gets a big offensive board and a putback for a score, and it makes a huge difference there for us. But, you know, Myra, again, you know, outstanding on the boards for us. That she does it. But, you know, I think... it starts with our guards defensively,
yeah.
But then also you look. Tonight it was Allison starting to get more comfortable and make shots. So it was, a good night. We were able to successfully press.
Yeah, good game, a good win against a good team. Now 2-2 in the conference, so kind of right back in the thick of things there. And this was not a total must-win for both teams, but it was kind of on the verge of being that.
Well, I don't – yeah, I mean, I – honestly, I mean, I don't want to sell our kids short that I, you know, a lot of things could happen and,
right.
And at the end of the year we could be in that mix. But I, quite honestly, I think right now for us is, I think that's a lot for us to chew off of saying that that's, you know, on the horizon being the conference race. I think for us, we're at a point where we just have to keep getting better each game and take whatever happens that, you know, I don't think we're at that point that we really should be in that discussion.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. We'll talk to you next Thursday night.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Let's take a look at our final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks, another balanced attack, which is what you like to see. Three players in double figures, two more on the verge of it. 14 points from Sharon Diggins led the way. She was 8 for 12 from the free throw line. 11 points apiece for Jessica Lieber and Sadie Hamilton. Jessica with just two baskets, 1-3 and 1-2. 6 for 6 from the free throw line for Jessica Lieber, which was nice to see. 11 points for Sadie Hamilton. She was 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 9 points for Allison Mangieri. She hit a couple of threes early on, which Coach alluded to. Also a 2 and then 1 for 3 from the line. 8 points for Myra Diggins. 0 for 1 from the free throw line for Myra. 2 points for Paige Klink on a basket. 2 for Chloe Anderson on 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Rainey Sibley on a 3-pointer. 3 for Casey Williams on a 3. And 2 points for Danny Teal on a basket. She was 0 for 1 from the line. Streaks hit 5 3-pointers on the night. Respectable 20 for 30 from the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The Panthers were led by Abby Van Dieventer. She spent the whole night at the free throw line, ended up with 25 points, 11 for 16 from the foul line. She was the only player in double figures. Jamie Van Watermeulen off the bench scored 9 points, 7 points for Michaela Fallon before she fouled out of the ball game. A couple of baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 2 points for Kiana Brady on a basket, 0 for 3 from the line, 6 points for Hallie Lewis. She was 0 for 2 from the line, 12 points for... I mentioned Jen Van Watermeulen. No, that was Jamie. Jen Van Watermeulen with 12 points. including 2 for 3 from the line. 2 points for Katie Daggett off the bench. Autumn Vergely did not score. She was 0 for 2 from the line. The Panthers just 18 for 34 from the free throw line.
Well, the numbers aren't
very pretty.
A lot
of numbers.
Yeah, and they're not pretty. 31 turnovers for the Panthers, 22 for the Streaks. So Streaks were a little higher than they want to be, but that's not bad range. And they turned the Panthers over 31 times. That's always a good thing to do. So a total of 53 turnovers in the game. Rebounds, dead even, 42 apiece. Streaks beat the Panthers in the offensive rebound category, 22-18, so a slight 4-rebound advantage there. The Streaks shot at 32% from the field, 26% from 3, and 43% overall from the field for the Panthers. They were 0-5 from the 3-point range. I actually had the Panthers at 21-39 from free-throw stripe.
Okay.
And but, you know, ultimately when 69, I have 69 free throws being shot by the two teams combined, that's a lot of free throws for one game.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives you an idea of how this game went, especially considering that 69 free throws were shot in a game where not very many fouls were called early on.
Yeah, and I thought it was an impressive win for the Streaks over a very good team that just kept coming at them. I mean, in fact, they took, a 3-point lead on the Streaks, or maybe it actually got to 4 points.
They got up to 56-52, and then from then on, the Streaks were able to kind of take advantage.
Yeah, so the Streaks didn't fold it in against a veteran ball club, a very athletic ball club. Streaks kept at it and just do what they do, and it's really just like Coach Massey said, it's those things that the Streaks do defensively that make the difference, those little things.
Well, and you know, that's one of the things the Streaks are always going to be able to rely on, is that they should be able to scrap at the end of most games because they hustle so much. It's not like they have to turn it on at the end of the game to be able to stay in a game. They're already at that level. So the important thing for the Streaks is to just continue that. And, you know, you're going to stay in a lot of games. And, you know, one of the interesting things about the way the Streaks play is, like we've talked about, not only the threes, but also the offensive rebounds. That's a tough thing to do at the end of a game, is to fight for rebounds when not as many things are being called. And the Streaks are able to prevail more often than not in that situation.
So the Streaks went at 65-63. Our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. Simon Levin. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This one says, may your holiday be merry and your New Year's bright.
Here's one that says, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, too.
Wow, this one says, Merry Christmas from WGIL. And there's a $100 gift card inside.
Mom!
WGIL has a Christmas card for you with a $100 gift card inside. Register one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. Sign up at Calico Cat on Seminary Street, at Merle Norman on East Main, or at Thrushwood Farms on West Main, all in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Find out about new classes at the Galesburg Public Library when Jane Easterly and Harriet Zipfel join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
Back at John Thiel Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks moved to 2-2 in the Western Big Six, 8-2 on the season after a 65-63 win over the United Township Panthers. And time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And boy, this is one. There were so many huge plays down the stretch. Chloe Anderson stepped to the free throw line, and she was only 2 for 4 from the line, but hit two big ones, key shots down the stretch, one to put the Streaks up by 3. Big defensive plays by multiple players, steals, knocking the ball away, different things. But this young lady, the actual crunch time when the Panthers had a chance to tie it with a 3-pointer, this young lady blocked a shot. And then in the scramble, there was a foul that actually got called on Jessica Lee, but there shouldn't have been a foul with 0.9 seconds left. And the only thing the Streaks needed then was a rebound. And this young lady ran it down, got hurt in the process, but ran it down.
Yeah, Sadie Hamilton, she has such a cool demeanor on the floor, Tom. I don't want to say nonchalant, but very, very calm.
Yeah.
She just steps up in these big situations. And like you said, 11 points in the game. And this is a game she struggled in. She was 4 for 12 from the field. she just completely struggled from the field. And this is a girl who, you know, I guess on the season is shooting about 63% or so. And I look now, she's shooting 50% from the field on the season. You know, that's her game. She's very good inside. And she struggled all night long but was able to stay with it. She had 8 rebounds and 5 block shots. And she is never or rarely the tallest player on the floor. But, you know, the fact that she blocks so many shots is just amazing. So, and like you said, if we're talking true crunch time player of the game, getting a block shot and Van Dievener when she's trying to tie it up with a three and then hustling down a rebound off a loose ball off a free throw, which realistically she doesn't get that rebound and one of the other girls gets it and throws it up and in, that's a tie game going, and we're still playing.
So the Streaks win it. Sadie Hamilton, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We want to thank our broadcast sponsors. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Bates Collision Center, we take the decision out of collision. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, this is healthcare. Galesburg Electric on South Henderson in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And Galesburg Nissan, once a customer, always a friend. Our next broadcast will be a week from tonight when the Streaks play host to the Alleman Pioneers, and it sounds like they picked up another win tonight over the Quincy Blue Devils. Not sure what the final was. Last we heard, Moline was up on the Rock Island Rocks to possibly hand them their first loss of the season. So still up for grabs as far as the conference goes.
Right, and I guarantee when we talk to Coach Hatch next week, he's not going to be talking about trying to run with the Streaks. He's going to pack it down. Yep. We're going to see a very well-disciplined zone. They're going to run offense against the Streaks, and they're going to take advantage. One of the weakest parts of the Streaks' defense is the middle of the lane, and I think that we're going to see more and more teams taking advantage. Coach Schultz tried there in the second half, and the Streaks, you know, they went on that run, but I think the Allman's a solid team, and they're always well coached. So you've got to go into that game, and you've got to execute. And if the Streaks execute, I think they can beat Allman. You know, one thing Coach Massey said that I don't necessarily agree with is that they shouldn't be thinking about the conference. Well, you know, you can use all the old cliches, one game at a time, and we have to win the games that are on the schedule coming up. Yeah. Whatever you want to say. But realistically, this is a team that can compete in the conference, and that should be an ultimate team goal. I don't disagree with his assessment that the team needs to be focused on the short term. But, as a long-term goal, I don't think that's totally out of play for this team.
Yeah, they play like they did tonight. They'll be definitely right in the thick of things. I know one of the things you mentioned with Alleman, you're going to see him pounding it down into their six-footer Zoe Kelso. They're going to try to get it in. But if the Streaks are able to get to be an up-tempo game, that's somebody who's not going to be able to keep up with what's going on the floor.
Exactly. And you know, Zoe can run a little bit, but you're right. She's not one that functions well in the fast break. And, you know, that's why I thought that Michaela Fallon would have had a little bit better of a game. But, I'd be interested to ask Coach Schultz the next time when we're up at UT whether or not he took Michaela Fallon off the ball for a reason. And my only thought is he took Michaela Fallon off the ball so she wouldn't get tired, so she could play more minutes. But I think it ultimately had a negative effect because I think if you had her and Abby running the floor, they would have gotten some more fast breaks.
Well, then, with Abby, you know, it ended up that she's the one that got worn out because she was doing all the ball handling and she was scoring all the points, and she ended up getting worn out, missed some crucial free throws down the stretch.
Exactly. And that's something that, you know, it gets overlooked as well as the Streaks run this pressure defense is how quickly players will get worn out. And, you know, you're not used to being that tired. A lot of these teams, as you remarked earlier, have been playing low-scoring games. Those aren't games where you see a lot of running up and down the floor. Those are games where it's like slow down, get whatever points you can get and go from there.
You bet. Well, we want to wish Streaks assistant coach Jackie Gollinghorse well. It was nice to see her in the gym tonight to watch the players coming back from an injury, and all the players came up here up in the balcony to see her afterwards, so that was nice to see, and probably fun for her to get to see a good game like this tonight. GHS boys, tomorrow night they'll play up at Rock Island against the Rocks. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you around 7:10 for the pregame tomorrow night. 7:30 is when the tip-off is scheduled for. Then the boys, again, will play Saturday at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout, 11:25 for the pregame on that one. Eric and I back with you next Thursday night here at John Thiel Gym for the Streaks and the Pioneers. Good win for the Streaks tonight. They move to 8-2 on the year, 2-2 in the Western Big Six final. Streaks defeat The United Township Panthers, 65-63. Thanks to our broadcast engineer tonight, Brian Prescott. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erda saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.